This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, see, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords, but the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's good? How y'all doing? Sadeen. Class in session, man. 2020. All right, the year is over with and all the other shit. So, all right, what's good with y'all, man? Shout out to everybody in the chat room, everybody that's listening to the show right now, and everybody that's going to listen later on. Want to say thank you for listening to the show. Shout out to the chat room dogs that's in the room right now. Now, even before I say what's up to the ladies, I want to give a, wait, there you go, my finger right there. Give a shout out to those on 12/15/2021, last year, that broke the Man Mindset record, and you will live in infamy until that motherfucking record is broken, okay? Shout out to all my dogs and all, and hey, ladies, all the ladies out there, I know, listen, been getting emails since last year, it wasn't this year, last year, and ladies, good news is, I've got two tracks I'm working on right now. So for you and my poetry aficionados, I got another. My first one I'm going to drop for 2022 is going to be called Stroke. Okay, it's going to be called Stroke. So I'm going to be dropping that one. I'll probably do the work. I'll probably work on it later on tonight, late tonight, and drop that. So you ladies out there that's been asking, you know who you are. But also the ladies that's been listening, you know who you are. What's up, man? Want to give shout out to you. How y'all doing? What's up? What's up, girl? All right, so anyway, as always, I want to welcome you all to the Man Mindset Show, man. This is this show, again, like I've always said, the thing about our show, everything you getting with us is 100% authentic, 100% guaranteed is original. We are not following anybody in any or anything like that. We're doing our own thing. So I ask all you guys out there, if you are part of this and you want to grow and all this other stuff, go ahead and do the first thing I want you to do is go ahead and get your notebooks out, gentlemen. As always, get your notebooks out. Take notes. Ask questions. You know the rule. Put a cue for questions. If you have a question, you don't understand something. If you're texting a woman right now, we're the only show that does it off the top of the dome. You're texting a woman right now, let us know. And if there's something a woman is saying to you that, you know, is just throwing you off, just put a W in that mug and we will answer it. We make sure we answer all questions. Try to make sure we answer all questions and all the other stuff, okay? Also, gentlemen, I'd like to ask all you guys, if you are new, make sure you get your puzzle pieces. Some of you guys are always asking, what is the first step in the process to getting this thing down? It's the puzzle pieces. Last thing I want to do say is that I've done the last, finally the last part. We got two chapters left. Like the last chapter is being worked on now. I just got done with the last and final chapter of the book, so we're just waiting for that. I got to get that to my people and look over the editing, all that other stuff. Then once that's done, I'll let you know when it's done, but I still got to do a few more things. But the book is, we're at 99.5% done. Well, no, of that. But I got a special surprise for you and all that doing stuff. But I did give you all a clue. It will be over 400 pages long. That's the only clue I'm going to give you. It will be over 400 pages. Because we ain't bullshitting. But anyway, I just wanted to give y'all a shout out. I hope y'all had a good 2020. Glad y'all are here. Shout out to all you guys. Get at me. Take notes. Let's get this thing going. You know, I mean, so many people want you guys out there to, hold on a second. Shit. Need email. Hold on a second. Damn it. Hold on. And guys, I want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. Okay. That's what I got y'all covered. Anyway, so I just want to, get at y'all guys. We got a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. But, you know, on today's show, matter of fact, God damn it, Stephen, I'll do it real quick because I love doing this. I always want to make sure we reference what we're talking about so you guys coming in and have more clarity. So on today's show, what we'll be referencing today is nice guys always end up in the motherfucking friend zone. And what are we going to do to get out of the friend zone? But see, this is what's going to be different about this show. I keep telling y'all, see, I know a lot of y'all thinking, well, you know, you got to be this. You got to be, no. Again, we're not like these average motherfuckers out here. We teaching you real ass game. We ain't coming up with fucking theories and things like that. We're going to get deep to understanding what the friend zone is, but not the friend zone from your perspective, because it is your perspective why you're in the friend zone. Gentlemen, so many of you guys got it all wrong when it comes to all this stuff. So many, man. See, the friend zone is always created first by you. The friend zone is not created by the woman. The friend zone will always be the thing that you create because you do not understand you. Okay? And that's what we're talking about. Your self-worth creates the friend zone. The lack of a definition in who you are creates the friend zone. The reason you don't have your square or standard creates the friend zone. It is not the woman that creates this thing. You create it, and nobody's ever told you this, and this is why we separate ourselves from everyone else. You create the friend zone. You are the one that creates the friend zone before you walk out your goddamn door, gentlemen. Let's be clear on this. Because most of y'all are under this assumption. Everything is happening outside of yourselves. Everything has got to happen outside of yourself. That's not true. The friend zone is created by you and you alone. Okay? It is attached to your self-worth. It is attached to your confidence. It is attached to not having an identity. It is attached to not having a standard. It is attached to worshiping women. It is attached to not knowing what to do. It is also attached to following the enemy of these guys teach you all this theory. You create the friend zone. You do it. Nobody else does this. Women don't do it. The reason you create the friend zone, gentlemen, is because you do not have a understanding, not of women. You don't have an understanding of your goddamn self. And if you don't understand yourself, how can you love yourself? And if you don't love yourself, how can you accept yourself? And if you can't accept yourself, How can you respect yourself? And if you can't respect yourself, how do you expect a woman to respect you? God damn it. Steven, stop. Stop. It's too early in the year, Steven. Stop. Stop, Steven. Don't. No, Steven, don't do it. No. They ain't ready for this. I know. No, they ain't ready for it. I get it. I'm sorry. I don't think they heard me, though, man. I don't think they heard me. Crayons. Get your crayons out. The reason why you create and are in the fucking friend zone with every goddamn woman you're dealing with is because you have no self-worth. You don't understand yourself. So if you can't understand yourself, guys, how can you love yourself? And if you don't love yourself, guys, how can you accept yourself? And if you can't accept yourself, how the fuck are you going to respect yourself? And here's the million dollar question. If you don't respect yourself, why should she respect you? I don't think y'all ready for this. I don't think they ready. I don't think they ready, man. Everything that you do as a man that they won't ever tell you because they're too busy throwing you off of who you are, it's because they know that you don't want to learn yourself and you don't accept yourself. See, you have more understanding of a movie. You have more understanding of a movie than you do yourself. You have more love for these fake YouTubers than you love it. You accept them more than you accept yourself. But there's no value in you guys. Okay? Regardless of the lies that you tell yourself, your mom tells you, your mom loves you, so she's always going to tell you that, you know, you're special and shit like that. She always going to tell you, let me check the phone lines and shit. Mom is always going to tell you how special you are and stuff, man. You know what I mean? And that's just how it is. But here's the thing. Shout out to my dog, Tony Bruno. Much love to my dog, Bruno. He's a great man. Great man. Gentlemen, this is what I'm saying to yourself. If there's no value, okay, look, wait, okay, now let's find it. Let's look at it because I'm not the bad guy here. There's no standard. There's no laws, no rules. No, you don't have any codes. You don't sound check your crib. You don't sound check the places you want to take women. You don't work on your scribe. You don't work on your motherfucking your culinary school. Don't work on your drug lab. Don't work on your marketing team. Don't work on your motherfucking government. No fucking vision statement. No legacy statement. No mission statement. Don't understand who you are. Don't even love yourself. Don't even accept yourself, and you don't respect yourself. Why should a woman give you her body? What is in it for her? What actually is in it for her? And like I told you guys before, remember I told you where y'all are at? I told you guys where y'all at. Hold on, let's go. We got to do something new. Let's go to the board. What did I tell you? Let's go to the board. Remember I told you guys? Dimensions. Remember I told you guys that there are three simultaneous ones? Remember? There's the weather. That's an ugly W. There's nature. There's you motherfuckers. I just put a circle, put like you motherfuckers. And then there's us. We are all going in the same fucking direction. I keep telling y'all, but we're playing by different rules. We're playing by different rules, and I just want to let y'all guys know that that's how it, that's the problem. That's what's going on. That's the issue a lot of y'all guys are having. We're going to talk about that because most of y'all don't understand the friend zone. You think it's a place that is just there waiting for you to step out your door so you can just fall into the pit and do that. It doesn't work that way. You must learn how to hold the power. And the only way you're going to learn the power is stop being so fucking nice to goddamn... I don't understand why you guys think being nice to a woman is going to get you the woman. Oh, well, how are you doing, Jane? I just wanted to check on you. I just, you know, you're just such a nice woman, all that. Why do y'all do that? That doesn't get you the woman. It doesn't. But yeah, you think it does get you the woman and stuff. Okay? What I'm saying to all you guys out there, the friend zone is not created by anyone but you. See, when you have the mindset that I'm trying to incorporate you guys of having, that means that you have self-worth. Okay? And every opinion you have, you stand on it. What did I tell you guys before? How many of you guys stand on your four or your square? You got to know why you what you do. You got to learn. Can you defend it? Y'all don't even defend your positions with these women. Friend zone. Can't even stand on what you defend. Friend zone. And you don't even know how to express what you want. Hey, you guys want, all you guys want to smash. I get it. All you guys want to smash. But you know what? You ain't getting anywhere, man. And that's what I'm saying to you young men, that y'all have the wrong idea about the friend zone. Okay? When you are a man and you know who you are and what you're about, there's nothing like, see, there can't be a friend zone when you are worthy of who you are and you believe in yourself. Everything that I am, everything that I experience is my experience alone. She is not success to me. I'm success to me. She's not beautiful. I'm beautiful. She's not special. I'm special. She's not sexy. I'm sexy. And I don't give a fuck if you're in a wheelchair. You got one leg, two legs, three legs. You fucking got four arms. You're blue, green, red. Doesn't matter. If you don't feel this way, you automatically lose, man. Because at the end of the day, no one should accept you the way you should accept yourself. I will say it again. Nobody should accept you the way you accept yourself. Why isn't we going on a date with a woman? Our mothers tell us this misleading information and say to us, bring them flowers and chocolate. Is this why our mothers on the, mom's always on the woman's side. Mom's always on the woman's side. Mom is always on the woman's side. See, mom wants you. See, mom, listen, your mother loves you, but she's team woman. She's thinking about all the shit she would like done, and she would tell you. Ask any of your mom. I promise you. I always do this on Mother's Day. That's why the only thing you listen to when mom tells you is when you're at her house, and say yes, no, please, and thank you, and that's it. Everything else, drop it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. But yes, I think, let me check the phone lines. Y'all guys got the friend zone all wrong. There is no friend zone unless you create it here. It's here. When you believe in what you are and what you do, it's here. I accept me. Despite I'm short, despite I'm old, despite I'm not as cute as I used to motherfucking be, I am fine with my flaws and I'm fine with who I am because I recognize the value in me is not what I present myself to a woman. That's not my value. Me showing a woman or putting on clothes or driving a fancy car, that's not value to me. That's covering up my value is when her and I begin to talk, that's when it's on. See, when you have and become a single-minded man, you will never, ever be defined, gentlemen, by anybody. You should not be defined by people's opinions because they're allowed to have them. You should not be defined by her being down or her rejecting you. It's all about, it will always come down, gentlemen, to you and you alone. It will always come down to you and you alone, gentlemen. And this is what's so important about the game that we're talking about today. This is what we're talking about. Because that friend zone shit is, hey, it's all in your mind because when you look at the woman again, it doesn't change from last year, the trust and the judgments. Nobody tells you about that. And these are the key elements of everything. If you know the law of trust and understand judgment, it is at that point you know why you are where you're at because it's right in your face and you choose not to look at it. Because you don't look at it, you then become defined by strangers. You're defined by rejections and I'm not interested in you. You're defined by, I'm not even going to say anything to her because if she rejects me, I mean, come on, man. That's what most of y'all are. That's how it is. Okay? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. Question. Is this under confidence or stand? No, look, what I'm saying is, young man, this is under your mind. All of this is under your mind and how you see yourself, not anybody else. People are allowed to have opinions, but I'm the only one that tells you, you don't give a fuck about an opinion of a fucking ant when you kick over the anthill. You don't care about the opinion when you smash a roach, hit a fly. You don't care about the opinion when you yank a leaf off of a tree. You don't care about any opinions except the thing that has titties and ass, and that shows why you lose. Because you're defined by a woman, and that is the problem, and that's why you... Okay, listen. You act the way you define yourself by, and that's why you guys are so emotional. And that's why you have fear. And that's why you don't have confidence. And that's why you have anxiety. You got all these feminine emotions in you because you're defined by a woman. Wait, let me get this straight. You're actually defined by a woman? Oh, I can't talk to her. She's too pretty. Oh, my God. She rejected me. Then I can't talk to any women ever whatsoever. Are you serious? And then you wonder why when you get a woman, she's walking all over you. She's controlling everything about you, dangling the pussy, dangling. You can't go out and you can't hang out with your friends. She starts to take everything away from you because she knows she's running your goddamn ass. And that's what I keep trying to tell you guys. You got to wake up. Because you cannot complain about someone you allow to walk over you, gentlemen. You can't complain. You can't. Guys, I got a question. Make sure y'all put a queue for questions. Y'all got this? The numbers open? But we're going to keep chopping it up, man. Because all of this is important, man. She's allowed to say, I'm not interested in you. She's allowed to say, I don't have a boyfriend or I'm seeing somebody and all this other shit. But I just don't give a fuck. And until y'all learn, see, we're in a world where everybody wants you to care. And everybody wants you to give a fuck. So then you become molded by a sheepish mentality that everybody wants to push on you, but yet they ain't thinking that way. And I keep telling you guys, look, I saw on Netflix while I was doing my kick-ass workout. What is that fucking show called? Wait, where's my... Hold on. Oh, yes. Oh. That's Raw. Raw, why do you always call me when I'm doing my show? Oh, he hung up. Okay, Raw just hung up. All right, Raw's gone. Hey, why are you calling while I'm doing my show, goddamn? All right, so the show... Hold on, man, I got to pull it up. I want y'all to see something. How this show, like House of Cards, any political show out there, it shows how ignorant you motherfuckers are, and y'all don't even realize. It's like you're the butt of the joke. And let me tell you the name of the show. Guys, write this down. Cop this down. It's called Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's called Don't Look Up. Lock that in on Netflix if you got Netflix and make sure you watch that. It's called Don't Look Up. All right? It's called Don't Look Up. And I'm explaining that to you. I locked in your questions, guys. Don't worry, Jesse. I got you and stuff. And C-Dog, I got you on the questions. Give me a second. Let me tell you why this movie is very important. Because this movie shows the ignorance of the 98% of you motherfuckers that are gullible, that believe whatever you're told from the boob tube. It also shows you how politicians fucking are looking at not your best interests, but they're looking out for their best interests. But they will smile, they will shuck, they will jive and make you feel connected, but they don't give a fuck about you. Just like those motherfuckers you on that theory. They don't care about you. Look at that show. I'm telling you. Because let me give you an example. I'm not going to give this show away. They realize there's a comet that's going to destroy the fucking world that's coming their way in 6 months. It's a fucking fact. It is 1,000% fact. Period. Like the game. Fact. You give it to people that don't want you to know the truth, and they spin it. And not only do they spin the fact, they make the two motherfuckers telling you the real truth like they're the enemies. Because they don't want you to know the truth. Because I keep telling y'all, y'all got to open your eyes and see. Okay? Open your eyes. But I'm just saying, watch it. And listen, this is no knock on you guys. I don't want to knock y'all guys. But I want to educate you guys. Because we don't stand with, I told you, the third circle. We don't play by those rules. But do you watch that stuff? You'll see how political parties, fucking even up the top to the White House, how they just come up with ideas to make themselves look good and use y'all as suckers. You will see how they use the media. They use phones and all that other stuff. It's amazing. But they want to cover up the truth. And why I'm saying this is because the truth is most of you guys are covering up your own truth and not looking at the fucking facts for what they are. It is easy to point your finger at a woman. Pick a woman. Hey, if you're going to blame a woman, you might as well blame bugs and trees and grass outside. If you want to blame women for everything that goes wrong in your life,
Oh, but it's not fair, Steve. You know, the family court system is not fair. Motherfucker, stop fucking nutting up in the bitch. How about that? How about stop nutting up and protecting your seed? Then guess what? No problem, right? Right? Y'all gotta wake up. Answer some of these questions before we continue. Slightly off topic, Steve, but I've been thinking of getting a physical business card, not the same tap tap. What would you advise to have on the card? I don't know. Give us a coaching, I'll let you know. Next question. I was wondering if you could do a video on being king and how to conduct. Sea Dog, listen, brother. Everything I'm telling you is king shit, brother. I don't have to do a video on king shit when everything I'm telling you is king shit. I don't understand it, brother. I don't understand why you would ask me to do something on something that I'm already teaching you. I don't know if it's like Wag the Dog. It's like all these like House of Cards. Any political movie shows you the truth. I tell you guys, if you watch Boss, if you have Stars, I think Boss came on Stars. Watch Boss with Kelsey Grammer. That was my show because Kelsey was like that. But any shows out there that's political, they show you what is going on. And it's the same thing that these YouTubers are doing. They are really manipulating you to make you actually think that women got a power over you. The fuck is that? That doesn't work. But the reason they have that power over you, it's because, like, I'll give you an example. All right, Cobra Kai, you know I'm old. I'm an old motherfucker. So the new Cobra Kai, I was watching that shit. Little black dude, little kid, doing all fucking the whole damn thing. I'm not going to get away from just this little part. No black little kid was getting picked up and bullied left and right. Kept being nice, kept being cordial, kept turning a blind eye until his ass went to fucking Cobra Kai and they made that motherfucker a fucking man, and that motherfucker didn't take shit from nobody. He didn't take shit from nobody. He stood up for himself. He told him, "I'm going to fuck you." That's how he was talking. He didn't say that, woman. But you'll see the transition that young man had. Why don't you have that inside of you? How is it that a little kid in, I guess he was in early high school or whatever, how can that little mother get it pushed around? Bullied, and then he said, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna stand up for myself." No, I'm not talking about Hulk who got his hair cut. No, I'm talking about a little black kid. In season four, little black kid goes and gets bullied by a bunch of guys, just bullying him, punching him, and doing all that until he nutted up. He was scared for a little while, but he realized that wait. Once I started to trust me, I trust me fully, and I'm not going to let anybody walk over me. Back to the friend zone. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number. Chop it up, guys. We got Real Game No Theory tomorrow. Make sure y'all check that out, 12 o'clock. Make sure y'all check that out at noon East tomorrow. The guys will be there. But all of you out here choose to be defined by the woman. Then it begs the question. If she who is emotional, if she who hates herself, if she is insecure, if she has no fucking value, if she has no fucking self-worth, she doesn't have those things. And if she doesn't have those things, what is she going to look at you to, as you are looking to her to lead you? Why would, guys, this is sin. Why would she want to be with you? Why? Because friend zone is something you create when you don't know yourself. You have not accepted yourself. And accepting yourself is saying, I fucking adore you. To yourself, not to me. Accepting yourself is saying, I fucking rock with you. It's you and I in the mirror. How many times did I tell you to go in the mirror at the end of the show, take your cup, put a little bit of something in there, and tap the glass and toast yourself? How many times did I tell you that? To love yourself. There is nobody out there that's going to love and cherish and adore and respect you than you. But when you don't do that, why? This is, see, the friend zone comes when she realizes that, you know what, I trust this guy. That's not, he's not going to rape me. He's not going to beat me up. He's not going to do anything bad. But you know what? There's nothing sexual. There's nothing about him turns me on because of the lack of experience. He can't lead me anywhere. And he's not even flirting. All he's doing is interviewing me. He can't make me smile, can't make me laugh, can't make me blush, can't even make me miss him. But he's sweet. He's kind. He's thoughtful. He's gentle. He's understanding. And by golly, I don't want to lose him. Because I can fucking run his dumb fucking ass, and I can have him drive me around that dumb mother. Don't think they ain't thinking about this, guys. And this, I don't want you to get mad at him. Don't get mad at him. Because when you become the prey, that's it. That's how it works, gentlemen. That's how all this stuff goes down. That's what I'm saying to you, young men. Let me show y'all. All right, y'all look at this, all right? Peep game. All right, so check it out. All right, when you have two individuals, all right, let's say this is man and this is woman. I know my fingers aren't like fat and shit. Whenever a man and a woman come together, okay, gentlemen, whenever they come together, okay, no matter what capacity, it's this simple. What's going to be the scenario? Is it going to be woman over man or man over woman? It doesn't matter, gentlemen. When two people come together, there is something that's going to happen. And I'll put the other one here. And that'll be man over woman. If you're living in this right here, this is why you're in the friend zone, because she's running the show. She's telling you what to do. She's telling you how to think. She's running your fucking ass. And because you're at the bottom, or bottom bitch, this is why you're losing, because you're worshiping. Remember, if whatever you put above yourself, you worship. Whatever above you is what you worship. And I want y'all to see that shit. That's how it goes. That's why a lot of y'all guys fail. A lot of y'all guys out there don't see what I'm trying to show y'all. And y'all think that what you see is actually thinking. Y'all think that y'all really have a shot with these women. But then you are the first ones to get mad at women when they are not doing what you want them to do. When they're not giving you what you want, you're the first one to say or blame her for what's going on. I am never going to be, listen to him. You want to know why I will never be friends on my woman? Because I don't have women friends. I will never be friends on by a woman because I don't have women friends. Either you're going to be down with the four or you're not. And if you're not, you're gone. And if you give me excuses like, I don't know, I'll think about it, I'll get back, you're gone. I'm not wasting my time. But see, here's the thing. See, when you are like that, okay, and y'all know the story about my roommate. Most of y'all know the story. My dick resting day. Now, I didn't really have the nuts, the bag of ice or the vegetables under my nuts. It was a dick resting day. I was resting. I was relaxing. My roommate, he liked a woman that had a man. And because he liked her, he was always at her beck and call. He was always being nice. He was always being friendly. I always tell his ass, stop doing that shit. No, he was always nice. He was always friendly. He was always kind. He was always moving on eggshells. He was always beating around the bush. Till one day, on my dick resting day, he wanted to go see her. And that motherfucker lived across town, meaning in traffic. We talking like a 45 minutes to an hour going across town. But hey, it's my dog. It's my boy, right? Roomie. All right, you know what? If I can get you to your girl because I'm your boy, I got you. Let's go in the car going across town 45, 50 motherfucking minutes to get on the other side of town. Like, all right, I gotta show y'all, because, I mean, when I say the other side of town, motherfucker, I mean, like, let me give y'all an example. All right, let's say we're here, okay? This is the fucking beltway. This is the highway. There's another street here. There's another highway. She lives, like, there. She lives all the way out there. So we're here, and she all the way out there and shit. Okay, I wanted y'all to see the logistics of the drive, because that's my boy. So my boy wanted to go somewhere, and I gave him the drive. I drove to the two old girls' house. We did that. So we get over there, and she started yelling at him. Get over there, she started disrespecting him. Get over there, she just all in, just chomping on his ass. And I'm his boy. I mean, I'm in the car, but I'm like, dude, man, you can't let some woman talk to me. I said, man, I told her, let's get in the car, man. Fuck this bitch. Who are you calling a bitch? And I walked up to her and I said, I'm talking to you. You can't talk to me. I said, look, don't make me fuck you and fall in love with me. I can't, Kitty, let's go. Boom. Yeah, goddamn Beaumont right there. It was in Baytown, 21. Hey, 21, Baytown to, like, look at Beechnut Gessner. Think about Beechnut Gessner. Okay, that side of town, all on the southwest side, going all the way to goddamn past the north side, Federal Alton to Baytown. So we get in the car, drive off, all right. So I'm chilling, playing my games and shit. He went home. Get a knock on the door and shit. And it's her. She asked if he was home. Said he ain't home. But I'm a hospitable motherfucker. Said, would you like to come in? She said, yes. She came in. Now, mind you, I offered her a seat. And she sat down. And she was on the other side of the couch. And I sat on my side of the couch, on the other side. He got to the side. Be a gay pussy, but that's the point. Okay? It's not the point, but I mean, I smash. But that wasn't the point. The point is that I don't have female friends and I don't play around. But the thing that drew her in, yeah, Beechnut to Baytown. Y'all know all my Texas aficionados know what the fuck I'm talking about. I drove his ass in rush hour traffic from the southwest side all the way to fucking Baytown. It was a little bit past Baytown if you think about it. Shit. I'm sorry, guys. It's just Texas talk. Anyway, gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all out here is that we never allow ourselves to be defined by someone's opinion. Everybody is not going to like you. Matter of fact, people are going to hate you the more free you become. But that's, y'all understand power. See, power isn't like me holding up my hand and a light thing, some light shine, like sparkles out of my hand. Think about the power you have over someone that's talking about you or thinking about you. You ain't even thinking about them. That's power. But it's the same power that you give to women because they ain't thinking about your ass. You're giving her power because you're thinking about her. You're wondering why she's not calling you, why she's not texting you, why ain't she around? You're giving away your power and worried about that, man. Gentlemen, what I'm trying to say to keep you out of the friend zone is to understand this. There's nothing outside of me that can influence me to move how I move for myself. That's why I've never been in a friend zone. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I mean, like, do they give you a water? I don't even, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know what the friend zone is, but like I always show you guys, speaking of Thor, I always tell you guys, every woman you see has to be able to lift your hammer. Is she worthy enough to see that? Y'all don't even realize you got a hammer, and this hammer is here. It's not your dick. It's here. Is she worthy of lifting that? And if she ain't worthy of lifting your hammer, she ain't worthy of your motherfucking time. But see, this is what I'm saying, man, to all of you young men. You don't understand the power that you have. I mean, there's so much we got to talk about. I'm just trying to, it's so much. It's so much. It's so much. Being able to be one with yourself. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Being one with yourself. Connecting with yourself. And nobody else. That means when you are one with yourself. That means when you create and build your world. Your world. I didn't say my world, gentlemen. I didn't say my world. I said your world, gentlemen, because I believe that you can build. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that there. I'm looking for something. I believe that you can build your world. I believe that you have the capabilities of great things. I believe that you are a powerful individual when you believe in you, and nobody else can believe in you but you. And until you realize the power that you have has to come with the mindset that I am the creator of everything, my life. I create my world. And if you want to be a part of it, so fucking what? And if you don't want to be a part of it, so fucking what? Shout out to everybody in the chat room, 144. Shout out to you young men. I'm proud of you guys. I don't know, y'all still got some work to do. We got some work to do. Shout out to y'all guys listening. Shout out to you guys listening. Dayman says, in the game, where does patience play a role? Patience is tied to experience. Patience, young man, will always be tied to the experience or the level of experience that you have. I'll give you an example. And I will use James Bond real quick, but that should be everybody's connector because everybody knows James Bond. James Bond has patience because James Bond's experience with women. And see, when you're experiencing, when you know women, you know that every woman out there is not the same. That's why I keep telling you guys, they're not the same. Every woman out there. See, when you have it, like I said, I'm the only one to tell you, women are like music. I always told you, out for all you guys, listen to me.
I always tell you guys, if you think about women or anything like that, women are, I mean, they're just like music. That's the best way to describe them. And it's not, and a woman can't get mad at me for describing her like music, but it's the best way to describe them, gentlemen. It's the only way to describe women. Because if you actually think about women, there are different levels and different kinds of women. You've got your hip hop, you got your pop, your rock, your goth, you got your club, you got your EDM, you got your dance electric, you got your gangster, you got your soul, gospel, country and western, metal, goth rock, goth metal, house, trip hop, EDM, drum and bass, trance, smooth, trip hop, R&B, classical, blues, jazz, Latin, pop, rock, reggae, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, old school, new school, crunk, funk, hardcore, reggae. God, you have tons of women, right? And let me show y'all game. Regardless, hey, hang in there, brother. Hang in there. Get better, man. Take some fucking Theraflu. Good, man. We appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Hang in there, brother. We rock with you, baby. Hang in there. But what I'm saying to you young men is this. What patience means is that I don't know her, but I know she doesn't trust me because she doesn't know me. And she and her greatest mistake is thinking I'm like everybody else. I can wait. I can slow rock this shit. As long as I know we're going towards my four, I don't have to rush sex. Because I know when I text, when I send my voicemails and my videos, we're already fucking right here. I'm not thinking about the physical because I'm doing everything I can in my moves to get the invite. That's what I want. That's all I want. I know y'all guys are new. Like, what the fuck is he talking about invite? Why did he want the pussy? Because the invite gives me it all. I get the sex. I get the watches, the rings, the shoes. I get the flat screen TVs, the PlayStations, the Xboxes. I get the groceries. I want it all. I want it all. I just don't want the pussy. I want it all. But I'm patient enough to show her why she should fuck me. Woo, wait, let me stop. Let me stop real quick. Hold on. Let me slow that down, young man. Let me slow it down because I know that she's like, well, you're the day man. I know you're saying, what the fuck you mean? Hold on, day man. I got you. Listen to me, day man. Over here, we're on a different level, man. Fucking a woman. Anybody can fuck a woman. Anybody can beg to fuck a woman, plead to fuck a woman, or buy himself into tricking to fuck a woman. But the motherfuckers on the top level, they ain't rushing this shit because they know they're not special. And when she realizes that you don't think she's special, she's going to do everything she can to try to show you she's special. I'm not running behind no ass. I'm running behind the invite. That's my run. Because I'm not going through a window. I'm not going through the back door, and I'm not walking on eggshells. I'm going to take my motherfucking time. Because I don't care what mode or method of music she is. I tell you this much. She's still going to realize that fucking me is beneficial. And that's why I have the patience. See, she's expecting me to be the average male by just being thirsty and always, let's fuck. Let me get the ass. Let me get the pussy and all this other stuff, man. No. We don't do that. We don't do that, man. I know, and I will always stand on this, gentlemen. Again, nobody talks about this. I know more than anything else in the world, gentlemen, when it comes to the game, I understand the rules that the commerce, e-commerce marketing goes. Everything they try to give to a woman is taking away their insecurities. And all they got to do is just position it. They don't have to take them out to dinner. They don't have to buy them shit. They just got to position themselves and be patient enough to wait. Because, look, the jazz woman might walk by. The blues woman might walk by. The country and western woman might walk by. But guess what? The goth, the hip-hop, the trans, they might look at that because you're not going to get them all. But the draw-in has got to be wow. And I don't mean the wow as you look good. That's not the wow. That's surface level. That's surface level. Like I always told you, we're not surface level motherfuckers. So we're not going to think surface level. See, surface level people think like this. They think that, oh my God, if I have the muscles, I can be the mighty powerful wizard and she's going to fall in love with me. If I have the clothes, I have the cars, the money that some YouTuber told me to get, I'll be blah, 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 and all that bullshit. And then when she pulls your curtain back and she sees this, there's no wow. There's no wow. The wow is not in pulling back the curtain, gentlemen. Crayons. Crayons, gentlemen. Get your crayons out. The wow will always and every time, I love that wow will be in what she's thinking about you when you're not around. What are you when you're not talking, communicating, not texting, not on the phone, not seeing each other? What are you? That's the wow. The wow isn't when the two of you are together. That's not the wow. The wow is when you say goodbye. The wow is when I'll talk to you later. That's where the wow comes in at. See, nobody wants to tell you about that. That's when the wow comes in. Because just like what I told you, gentlemen, just right now, it's the same wow that all these women have when they walk by that goddamn dress and say, oh my God, that's a pretty dress. But you know what? I've got to get to work. You know what? I can't afford it. Or you know what? I just don't have time to look in it. But it's such a pretty dress. But you know what happens? What happens with these women is that it's on their mind. Man, if I wore that dress, it'll make me look sexy. And to get rid of my fucking insecurities, gentlemen, that's what I keep telling you. It will get rid of my insecurities. You see what I'm saying, gentlemen? And if you realize it gets rid of, if you can get rid of her insecurities, you're in. You're in. Because she will look to you. Because with you, you are the cure. But without you, you're the cause of the pain because she realizes that, you know what? I just don't feel myself when I'm not talking to him. I just don't feel myself when I'm around him. And then what do we want them to do? That's when they keep pumping in our drug because we position ourselves. See, gentlemen, when you have a single, when you are a single-minded man, that means that you have the ability to not only handle things that are in front of you, but you're able to take care of those things. And you're able, ready guys, hold on. Slow it down. You're able to say no, and you're able to walk away. Now, I didn't get a chance to do it last year on, you know, when I was showing you the show, gentlemen. I forgot to, you know, we were talking about the guys and stuff, and I was showing you the Kenny Rogers rule to the right. Kenny Rogers, I used to see this on the Muppets when I was a little kid and shit. He would go on a show called The Muppets. The Muppets used to be a TV show in the 70s and shit, guys, and he was on there singing this song, The Gambler. And the chorus line is everything to a man. Because you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
You got to know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done. And that's how you got to handle this thing, guys. See, most of you guys out here don't see yourselves as worthy because remember I keep telling you guys, okay, the one thing that I stress to all you guys, and Happy New Year's to you and just joining and everything, we got you covered. If you have a question, put a Q. If you're texting a woman and you're having a problem with her, put a T, and I got you. If you're talking to a woman and she's saying some shit to throw you off your fucking square, put a W in there, and we got you because I'm the one that got you. I'm going to show you game. But the one thing that you must overstand, gentlemen, in all of this is your personal power, your self-worth, the power that you have. But having that power means that you have to break free of all your loser fucking friends. You got to break free and realize you must be a lone wolf in this goddamn game. You're not here to be friends with everybody, and especially a woman. You should not be friends with a fucking fool. I do not understand that. But you must understand the powers that be. That's why I tell you, if you're just joining us, please write this down. Make sure we watch on Netflix. Don't look up to see how society has you motherfuckers duped. Because, see, what society figured out in the late 80s, okay, kind of started a little bit with Murphy Brown, because Murphy Brown, I think, was the first woman on television to be pregnant and not have a man in the household. So what society started doing is they started to try to declaw and defang men, but they couldn't declaw and defang the regular men, the tough men, so they had to get it through the children or through the TV, okay? They had to get it through the TV. So what did they start to do is they tried to start indoctrinating things in young boys in the 80s. If y'all old like me, y'all understand. They started off with this thing called Saved by the Bell. It was about a bunch of fucking loser-ass kids and shit hanging out with each other. Ain't nobody fucking. They just all hanging out with each other and shit. Then it spun off to this thing called Beverly Hills 90210. Same scenario. Everybody hanging out. And then if you look at the 90s, there was Martin. There was Living Single. You go down the line, Seinfeld. All they started doing is indoctrinating you at you motherfuckers at that point. And plus, in the late 80s, I think in Katy, Texas, it started that everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a trophy for participating. So it's been working on you. See, what you're getting now is a long plan to make you into what the woman wants, because if you are not a man, then you must follow the protocol of society. That means you've got to be nervous. Why do you have to be nervous? Because the nervous man is the first one to buy the fucking dinners because he thinks that's what the woman wants. Guess who you're giving it? Because you're giving to society when you take her out to dinner because you're trying to impress her. But it's also them telling you got to buy flowers. You got to buy trinkets. You got to buy all this stuff for her, and she ain't even give you no ass. But that's the rule that you got to play by when you don't have a sense of who you are. Let me see. What's the question? Lincoln, just go to the man mindset, brother. Just go to the man mindset. You good, brothers. Go to the man mindset. Let me see. Right there. See right beside me? They're right here. Right. Just go right there, brother. Send me an email. Just go right there. Shout out to the motherfucking baddest motherfuckers on the block, the 160. Shout out to 160 of you bad motherfuckers. I appreciate you, motherfuckers. Let's get this thing going. If y'all want to call in, you got the number, 563. Oh, wait, let me see, 563. Let me see, check the lines. 563-999-3056. We got you covered. Listen, I want you guys to understand this. There is no question that you can ask. There is nothing that you can ask me that a woman says. There's not a text message I can't help you. I'm showing you what game is live, unscripted, on air. There is nothing that a woman or you could come up with to say. And I know that some of you guys are asking for that last time. So, gentlemen, while we're doing this and while I'm spitting game, fucking try to knock me off my square and just bring up shit women say, and I'm going to show you what a mouthpiece does when I believe in me. So y'all can do that while I'm doing the show, guys. Let's have some fun. But anyway, guys, I appreciate all the guys that are over here. I'm the Dean. This is the Man Mindset. We're chopping it up. I got you covered. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We're trying to show you something. See, what I'm showing you right now, I'm going to show you something that connects to the friend zone, okay? I'm going to show you something. L Dog, thank you, L Dog. Hey, man, thank you, man. That's what's up. L, appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Much love to you, man. All right, gentlemen, I want to show y'all something. Crayon, I always tell you, get y'all fucking crayons out. Remember I told you guys. Remember I told you. When y'all meet a woman, you either go straight to DVD, meaning you creepy. You either, you trying to play by rated G fucking text messages and shit like that. And this is where you guys fail, because you guys do not have a belief that you can actually get the woman. Okay? T-Dog, ask the question. Why do shows like Friends of Seinfeld have guys play with the woman, a.k.a. the food? Because that's okay, because you, a lot of you guys believe what you see on TV to be reality. That's why they're doing it, because a lot of you guys believe that if I hang out with Jill long enough, she's going to see that that asshole who she's been fucking, that, no, she's going to realize I'm the guy, okay? That's what I'm saying, man. I'm just trying to, what I am trying to do is I'm trying to wake you up, and I'm trying to get you to see the world for what it really fucking is. And I know sometimes it's hard to understand that when it comes to the friend zone, okay? When it comes to the friend zone, you have to understand how you get there. The friend zone just doesn't happen. The friend zone is created by you guys, but let me show you what's, because we like to solve shit. Let me show you the one thing that you are not doing mentally. Some of you guys are doing it on the outside world, but we always teach you about your mental gym. And I know y'all always ask, Steve, what is this gym that we have in our mind? The motherfucking weights that you should be lifting in your fucking mind should give you a thing called mental motherfucking toughness. Because what that does, it doesn't mean, that means every fucking scenario and every situation, gentlemen, it is go time. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Go time. It is time to take decisive action on a situation to move whatever you want or you're for forward. As men, we're always moving forward. Do y'all understand? Oh, y'all don't understand me. Overstand me. I'm going to start saying that a lot because that's going to be my thing. Don't understand me. Overstand me, okay? This is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Hey, shout out to my dog, K-Zag. Let me do what LaCaro does. Hold on. Wait, hold on. There you go, Zag. I got you, baby. My dog, Zag. Make sure you check out my dog, Zag, and I. King's English tomorrow. Real game, no theory. A woman saying, what are you looking for? Okay, my mental toughness is going to tell me that, okay, number one, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for because I don't know you yet. And that's why I'm trying to spend time with you, because I'm trying to see what's behind your curtain. I'm trying to see what separates you from all the other women. I'm trying to see what makes you smile, what makes you laugh, what makes you blush, what makes you dance naked in the rain. That's what I'm trying to see. So I don't know what I'm looking for with you because I don't know you yet. And that's why I'm here. And that's why you and I right now need to get together. You want me to get to know you? Do you really want me to get to know you? Then I'm saying to myself, any, mini, miny, mo, which one has got to go? My mama told me to pick this one, and you are not it. So we're not going to go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Let me go to the next thought. Apple, peach, and pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler, I. And guess what? We're not going to go to ice cream or tea on the corner of your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air. So all we're going to do right now, the place we're going to go right now, gentlemen, we're going to go for cocoa or wine on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. That's how you do it, Sean. You see what I'm saying? Don't ever let a woman say something to you that throws you off. In biz, a woman says, Can you sign one of my kids' birth certificate? In biz, here's the thing, brother. Listen to me. I keep telling you, if you want quick sex, the single mothers fuck faster than any woman at all. But just because I'm fucking a single mother, I'm not throwing the football with little Day Day or little Timmy. And I'm not having tea shop with little Tina or fucking little Portia. I'm not doing that shit. If you put yourself in a position with a woman that asks you that question, then she's running game on you, sir. Get the fuck away from her right now. Run. It's kind of like a Friday 13th movie. Run, motherfucker. Don't ask questions. Keep running. All right? Come on, I got you. I can't say shit. Can't stop your boy. What are we going to talk about when we call you? Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean what are we going to talk about if you call me? What we're going to be talking about is how we're going to set up where we going to go so I can see what kind of woman you are. And if you're asking me what we got to talk about, then I feel like you're wasting my time because I'm not here to ever prove myself to you. Why are you talking to me like that? Because I feel that it's disrespectful to ask me what I'm going to talk to you about as if I'm trying to prove something to you. You want to know what the truth is? I'm not trying to prove anything to you. Matter of fact, if you really want to be honest with you, the question is, when are you going to realize that I'm the one you should be fucking? Let's keep it moving. This is what I'm telling you guys. This is how you got to talk to these women. You've got to come, my dog. Man, shout out to my dog, No Better. That's my brother. That's family, my dog. That's my brother. That's my brother right there, man. Got to shout out to my young brother, little brother right there. What I'm saying to all you guys listening to your boy, let's got another question right here. How do you start texting a girl I used to go to school with and I never spoke to a person because of COVID? How do I begin? Lincoln, Jefferson, Washington, however you want to do it, Lincoln Peak Game, Lincoln. Remember, Lincoln, it's very simple, but Lincoln, you got to understand this, Lincoln, before you make that move. Everything that you type and everything that you are about to say to that woman, okay, you got to stand on your four. That means when you are saying what you're saying, you got to know why you're saying it. You got to defend the position if she questions you. And whatever your answer is, you got to stand on it, meaning that you are, that stand on means I can say no and I can walk away. And you got to be able to express it. So it's not as hard as it is. The way you do it is you got to lead her. All the people listening to me, remember, I will call it the Jill Scott rule.
Sometimes. I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So it's time that you got to tell her what to do. The question I'm asking you, brother, what do you want to tell her to do? What do you want to tell her to do? Because if you beat around the bush, you lose. I'm telling you, don't beat around the bush. Don't play footsies with her. Don't ask her how she's doing. Don't ask her what college she went to. Don't ask her where she works. Don't do it. That's not our job. The reason why I'm hitting you up, listen, Lincoln, the reason why I'm hitting you up is because I was on Facebook or Instagram or where the fuck I was on, and I noticed your photo, and I realized that, you know what? Damn, I was trying to get at her in high school. I just didn't get the chance. But now I got the chance. I'm going to go ahead and put my bid in. What's up? Send that shit to her right now. Just like that, Lincoln, because we're not wasting time. This is 2022. No more wasting motherfucking time. No more wasting motherfucking time, gentlemen. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? We are no longer going to sit around here and waste our time. What's the difference between defending and standing on it? Look, the defense, Mr. Scott, is if she challenges you on what you're saying, okay? Oh, so you don't take women out to dinner? No, I don't take women out to dinner. I'm not feeding you. Look, I will feed you ice cream. I will feed you tea, coffee, wine, or even the 99-cent bread that we feed the ducks. That's all I'm feeding you. The standing on it, my brother, is when she says, oh, no, I'm not that kind of woman. I believe a man should take a woman out to... Wait, hello? Hello? Why'd you hang up on me? Oh, because we done. But let me tell you something. What did I just say? I told you, if you want to go out with somebody, find a sucker. If you actually want to go out with somebody, find that sucker that's going to take you out. Find that motherfucker. He's the one that's holding the lollipop. Because I ain't taking you out. I'm not taking you out. Find that goddamn sucker. Because the old boy ain't doing that shit. You know what I mean? What a girl says at the club asking me, am I out here by myself? Baby, it's not a thing of being by myself or not being by myself. I'm not looking. Wait, it's not about where I'm at right now. It's about what you and I are doing. So why don't we do this? You go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and give you my number. When you get out that club, hey, have a good time with your friends. Go dance. Have a great time. But when you get out that club, you give me a call and we set something up. Excuse me. I apologize for being so rude. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is That Boy 559MW2. And you know what? The reason why I came over here is because when I saw you, when I was over there dancing with those other women, or when I saw you when I was talking to that other woman over there, I said to myself, you know what? This is the kind of woman I love to get to know in a more intimate way. So let's continue this a little bit further when you and I get with each other later on tonight. Fuck with your boy. That's how you talk to him, guys. That's how we going to do things now, man. Come on, man. I know, I'm old. Sometimes I know they don't know. You're right, A.E. Dog. I know, my bad, brother. I'm just saying, I'm old and shit. Y'all got to understand, my old guy. Steve, I beat around the bush last year and texted her a few days ago, and I was serious this time, and she wanted to know why I waited all this time to tell her. Well, you know what? The reason why I waited all this time to tell you was because I really wasn't sure about you. Okay, I really wasn't sure. I wanted the kind of man I am. I like to take my time on things. Yes, I'm sexually attracted to you. That's the truth. That's my four. Remember, hold on, guys. I'm just showing y'all this is some game right here. I'm just showing a Lincoln. Write this shit down because I'm just showing you. But y'all see, your boy. I'm standing on my fours. Everything I'm doing is on fours, right? I'm on my fours. Remember, I'm moving from four to four to four. So what I'm saying is that I'm sexually attracted to you, but I'm just not the kind of guy that just messes with anybody anytime, man. You know what? I just waited for the right moment, and the right moment is right now to see if your character matches your beauty. You know, I've always seen you as sexy, and I always wanted to get to know you in an intimate way, but I just didn't wait for – I was always waiting for the right moment. The right moment is right now. There you go. Hit it with that, Link. Hit it with that, Link. Hit it with that shit, L-Dog. I got you. Now remember, we go to the board real quick. Now I want y'all to remember this shit. Now let's go to the board real quick. Now, remember, that's the wall, okay? Let me show you the bitch. Now don't laugh at me because I can't draw a woman, but I'm going to show you motherfuckers right here, okay? Always remember when you're, wait. Let me, okay. All right, here we go. Let's see. All right, hold on a second. Now, this is the goddamn woman. Don't laugh at me, goddamn it. I can't. I'm drawing my fucking fat fingers. Always remember, Lincoln, when you're talking to a woman, the question is, are you drawing a stick figure? Are you drawing a stick figure, sir? Or, I'm sorry, let me get rid of the stick figure. And I can't get rid of the bitch. Okay, well, are you drawing a stick figure? Or are you drawing a Mona Lisa? That's my Mona Lisa, guys. Fuck y'all. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't you goddamn judge me. I know y'all motherfuckers are judging me right now. But don't you goddamn judge me. But that's what I'm saying to you guys out there when it comes to the game. The question is, I'm asking you, Lincoln, is that you've got to be able to paint the picture to the woman of what you are and what you're about. But this comes down to, wait, let me kick my music off, guys. I'm sorry. Let me kick my motherfucking music off. Hey, guys, y'all want to – oh, I was going to give y'all a sample of Stroke. Y'all want to hear a sample of Stroke? Y'all got to take a moment. Y'all want to hear a sample of the track Stroke? Nah, we'll do it later. We'll do it later. But anyway, what I was saying to you guys out here is that I want you guys to have a power
of what you are to you. And you pull that voice outside of you. That voice, there's a voice that's deep, deep inside of you. I want you to grasp, hold your goddamn nuts. And let me tell you something. When you do that weight room in your mind, it will help you destroy the limiting beliefs that you have, that you feel that you're not good enough for her. That's the lie, gentlemen. You are good enough. You are good enough. But the question is, when you don't believe you're good enough, that's when you fall in the friend zone. Man, thank you, Bernie. Appreciate that. Appreciate the super chat, man. Appreciate you. J-Dog in the house. Haven't hit up a girl in 2 months. We kind of lost touch. How do I text her to bring the conversation back alive? Okay. I don't – okay, brother, y'all got to understand. I'm kicking my music while I'm spinning at y'all. Let me kick my music. Guys, lines are open for 39 more minutes. Make sure we'll do – you know, we're going to do more, but let me just kick the music back on while I'm talking over the music. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all is this. There's going to be times where a woman is going to get pissed off that you're standing on your square. She's going to be like, fuck you, I don't need you in my life. And she may be gone for 2 weeks. 2 months, 6 months, and they always come back, and we always make them feel like nothing, we never missed a beat, okay? What you got to do is you got to, J-Dog, don't worry about the fact that you lost touch. Where do you want to take her, Jay? That's the million dollar question. Where do you want to take her? And that's your four. What do you want from this? Because if you want some ass, we got to get you on the track of getting some ass. But I don't know what it is you want because we can't have you pussyfooting around. You got to give me more, okay? All right, you haven't hit up in 2 months, but here's my thing, man. What I don't understand is why haven't you hit her up? And here's the million-dollar question, why now? Because she might be asking that question. You better know that why. I don't know why you guys do all the work, you capture the zebra, but why do you leave the zebra on the floor of the Serengeti, man? Why do y'all do that, man? Thank you, M-Dog. I want to say thank you, guys. This is The Man Mindset. I'm the motherfucking Dean. Class is in session. Guys, y'all want to call in? Number is 563-999-3056. Quick shout out.
Already know what it is, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up, this is T.O. and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we back. It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session, man. Get your crayons. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. Lines are open, man. We chopping up. We turn the music down and everything. We good to go, man. It's 2020. Man, we got to do this, man. Everett, I just told you, man. Dog, listen. Standing on your square means you're not going to ever change what the fuck you want to do or what you believe in yourself. All right? Yeah, all right. I'm going to give you an example, okay? Let me give you an example. All right, I see you need an example. Okay, let's say I'm brushing my teeth, right? Wait, let me see. I'm brushing my teeth, right? Make sure you get the tongue. Just brush it. Scribe, write this down. Trying to see what I'm going to do if a woman challenged me. That's tough. Let me see. Write this down, scribe. Write this down. I got it. Write this down, scribe. The next time I put myself in a position to give a woman a sample of me, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to break down the shower move. Okay, that's just a shower move. Okay, so scribe out, right? Now, let's say, gentlemen, I'm sorry, guys, because when I usually say scribe, I pull him out, but when I meant scribe, I meant this guy right here, okay? So, scribe, the next time I see a woman and she
tells me, oh no, next time I have the opportunity to have given her a sample of myself, I'm going to do it. And this is how I'm going to do it. Okay. It's the shower thing. So let's say that her and I are talking and she says, well, you know what? You know, I don't believe in having sex, or I believe that a man should take me out to dinner 4 times before we even hug or kiss. All right. Well, first off, I'm not that guy. Now, this is me standing on it. I'm never going to take you out to dinner because I don't believe in dinner. Well, what do you mean in dinner? Why won't you take anybody out to dinner? Well, I don't mind taking someone out, but I'll never take someone out to dinner. I mean, for me, I have no problem taking a woman to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks and we go feed the ducks. I have no problem going for tea or ice cream. You know what I mean? I have no problem going for cocoa or wine. In the corner, you're digging for it, my balls in my mouth, right? I have no problem with doing that. Oh, so you're a cheap guy. No, I'm not a cheap guy, but you know what? I don't really appreciate you automatically judging me by the fact of I don't know you very well, and what are you that I should be treating you? Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and end this conversation. You go ahead and take care of yourself. So next time you want to get together and you want to fuck or something like that, get at me because I'm done. Bye. Okay. Now, wait, I'm doing the long thing, E-Dog. It's a long drive right here. Just 5 minutes. So that goes down. And 9 times and they'll call back and all that stuff. Well, you know, you didn't have to hang up on, well, let me tell you something. I don't play games. I'm not that guy. If I tell you I'm not taking you out to dinner, listen, if you want to go out to dinner, you go out with those guys. But when you want to have some fun, you get with me. Well, what do you mean by fun? And I'm not talking about fun when we're throwing a frisbee. When you want to have some sexual fun, you let me know. Whatever. All right. Then she might give me a text message. All right. Hey, Steve. Hey, what are you doing? Well, you know, it's about, you know, it's not, we can't say 10:30 because they say, well, you know, I had a long day at work, kind of stressed out, and I'm not feeling good. Or not feeling good, but she's just real tired. Let's say she's tired. All right. So, look, you remember I told you about that game I want to play with you? You want to play? Well, what does it involve? Well, the game involves you, me, and the shower. But you're not even here right now. I don't need to be right here to play this game. Do you want to play? Yeah, I want to play. How do we play? All right, well, this is what I want you to do, and I'll tell you the shower moves I've always told you guys. And that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is number one, when I'm law, y'all think I'm playing with this shit. All you guys out there don't understand law. Law is law, your law, not the law out there. Do you love me? No, I don't love you. The honest truth, I don't love you. That's the honest truth. And I'm going to tell you why I don't love you. Because I don't believe in falling in love. I believe in falling in respect. And let me be honest with you. In order to get my respect, you got to be worth my curiosity. You got to grab my attention. You got to be worth my time. Then I fall into respect, and then you'll be worth the dick. But no, I'm not in love with you. And if you feel that what I'm saying is a bad thing and you're upset and you want to go, there's a door. When you want to get at me, let me know. That's how you got to handle it. Because if you ain't in love with a man, don't say it. You shouldn't be in love with them. They should be in love with you, my brother. They should be in love with you, okay? That's what I'm trying to say, man. Let me see here. Steve, question. Steven, I kicked my game. Female tried to mimic me. Why is that? The thing that you guys have to understand about women, okay? They know the sheep. They know how they move. They know how they think. And they know every move to make to control the board, okay? But when she gets around a real man, she's trying to figure out, I use this another time for something else, but I'm going to show you guys. See, the mimicking is not necessary. You're looking at as mimicking, it's not mimicking. What she's trying to do is find the combination of control. She's not mimicking you. She's trying to figure you the fuck out because every time she feels that she's close to knowing who you are, you're always changing shit up. Every time she feels that she's got a little foothold in you, you're telling her no. You're telling her that you don't need her. And all you're doing is tingling her fucking, picking on her, pulling on her insecurity strings, which is a good thing, guys. I think you should pull on those motherfuckers all the time. Believer asked a question. To all the ladies I told that I like to get to know them as friends, more than friends, but say they don't feel the same. Do I say hi to them like I do everyone else? Now, okay, this is what I want to show you guys. Look, guys, listen. I always keep telling you guys. I always even ask my clients this, or I ask you guys this. Why do single women wear wedding rings? The reason why single women wear wedding rings, I'm trying to say if you can say that five times, wear wedding rings. I'll probably do that shit. The reason why single women wear wedding rings, okay, is because they're trying to separate the guys that want to fuck from the guys that want relationships. And it's what you do when she says no. Because if you're easily the guy that easily gives up when she says no, remember I always tell you to go for two no's, but if you're so easily to give up and shit like that, she's going to realize that you wanted the commitment. And let me tell you about something. There are women out there that are dating several guys. There are women out there that are living with guys. There are women out there that are engaged to guys. There are women out there that are married to guys. There are women out there that give to charity organizations. They feed the kids. They feed the ducks. They cut ribbons and all that. And sometimes they just want to get their knees pushed back to their shoulders. Every once in a while, they just want a good fuck where they can fuck you and be on their way and go back to their regular life. She's got to make sure, because she has so much to lose, she's got to make sure you're the right person. And sometimes when they say, you know what, they don't see you as more as friends, then, well, your problem is you came probably friendly instead of being real with them, which really hurts yourself in the long run. But what I'm saying for guys that put their bid in and they say, well, you know, we could be friends. No, I don't do friends. I'm not that guy, whatever. I've had a lot of women that have always said no to me, have come back, that say they want to be friends, they're not interested, to come back. And the reason why is because when they realize that, you know what, he is not judgmental, he is not trying to force anything, he's being cool, calm, and collective, and he's not rushing, pushing it. See, when the woman that said, see, let me give you an example. When I was at a club, I put my bid in with this one woman, right? She said, no, not interested, okay? So what I did, as soon as she said no, I went and talked to the next one I saw. Dude, she got upset that I did that, but why are you mad? You said, no, I moved on. I thought you said this is me. No, you said, no, I moved on. But, well, you could have da-da-da-da-da, and then I can see, okay, and then I'm not smashed. Yeah, that doesn't count. What I'm saying to you guys is this, is that, here's your problem. When a woman says no to you, like let's say y'all go at the gym, y'all pumping iron and all that shit y'all motherfuckers do for these women and shit, and you see a woman, you go over there and start talking to her and she turns you down, you like, oh my God, I see her at the gym, I can't talk to her. No, motherfuckers, not that you go over and talk to her, you go about your way, and if you see her, say hi to her. You can't let them. Remember they used to tell you back in the day in the commercials, never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you sweat. And when a woman says no to you, don't get offended by it. Be cool. It's all right. I'm not mad. I'm cool with it. Hey, you said no, I'm fine. But see, this is what throws women off. It's when they tell you no, and then you just don't talk to anybody else. It's like your world is so shattered, you don't talk to any other women. Women want what other women have or desire. A woman that says no to you is more apt to coming back to you when she sees that you're not fazed by her saying no to you. There's so many times, remember I was working at Kids Kingdom for $35 an hour and shit. And I was always trying, I was trying to fuck Pam. I finally got Pam, but I was trying to fuck Pam. Pam was black, Filipino, fucking Irish, and all these other things. She's a mutt, bad. Everybody was trying to get Pam. But Pam was saying no, right? Pam said no to me. But guess what? The reason why Pam fucked me was because I was fucking the mothers and the women that came. Now, you know, Kids Kingdom was like a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese. So when the parents or the moms or whatever, the women, let's say the women, came in, they would have other people with them, and we would just go to the parking lot and smash. Yeah, you know I mean? I mean, come on. We was just fucking. But I'm saying Pam realized. See, Pam had power over all the guys because Pam was always shooting them down. That was her power source, saying no, friend, no, 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 friend, 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 friend. She said no to me. I was cool with it, and then she couldn't understand why I was talking to other chicks, smashing other chicks, and smashing some of the customers. To a point where Pam came at me. That's how I got Pam. So I'm saying to you, man, that's how you get them, man. You got to keep your eyes forward. You can't sweat. You cannot sweat the no, man. Okay? Let me see here. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Here's another one. It said, you're the same person because you act. Wait. You're the same person because you are a different person every day. I don't know if that's a woman saying that. Give me more visitor on that one. So when she tells me I'm putting her on an emotional roller coaster, that's a good thing. W Dog, I hope you can feel better, Big Dog. When a woman tells you you're putting on a emotional roller coaster, yes, it's a great thing because she's losing. See, the roller coaster is the fact that she's losing control. And what makes it even better for you is that what she does to feel better about herself, she'll go talk to another guy to get the, okay. She gets with you, Wes, and she loses control. She scurries her ass back to a loser and gains control, in which she gets back with you and loses it. So it's like this. It's win, lose, win, lose. And she can never win with you. That's the loss of control. She can't control you, but in trying to try to control you, she's losing control. And the fact that she's losing control, she's losing herself. And sometimes, excuse me, a lot of women that lose control are scared of guys like us because they've all their life they've been in control. All their life they've been controlling guys. But when they get with real men, they start to freak the fuck out because a lot of people are like, well, how do I deal with them? But it's the drawing, brother. It's the drawing. I had a female that tried to put me in the friend zone, and I failed back, cut her off, all contact with her. Am I wrong? Okay. You had a female that tried to put you in the friend zone. Now, here's the million-dollar question, Mike. How did you put your bid in? Were you beating around the bush? Were you walking on eggshells? Were you coming from the side? Were you doing some sidebar shit? Or did you come at her like a motherfucking man? Now, I'm sure you didn't do the latter, so I'm just going to assume that you did one of those other things, okay? The reason why they put you in the friend zone is because you're not being assertive enough in what you do and how you move. The friend zone is set up. Remember, I keep telling you, we're going to go back to this in a second. See, the thing was, here is the problem, okay? Now, and I want you to understand this, Mike, okay? The problem wasn't that she put you in the friend zone, okay? The problem was that before you talked to her, Mike, you didn't have any self-worth. Okay, of yourself, and you didn't love yourself. You didn't understand yourself enough to convey what you wanted. You didn't accept yourself, and the fact that you crawled and probably did some sidebar shit, she ain't gonna fuck with you. You put yourself in the friend zone because you didn't go at her the way you should have. Because goddamn it, when you go to McDonald's, hey, welcome to McDonald's, may I help you? 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, #1. I mean, that's how y'all know, that's how I do it at McDonald's shit. I always make the women laugh. They love that shit. But you always ask for what you want at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A. You always ask for what you want. You don't ever go in front of the counter and be like, I mean, that's what I'm saying, Mike. You got to give me more information, but I'm feeling like you did some sidebar shit that put you in this position, okay? That's all I'm saying. So you're not necessarily wrong. Right, that's what I'm saying, Coach. Mike put himself in the motherfucking thing, and that's what I'm saying, Mike. That's what I'm saying to all you men out here to understand
how the game is, man. You must work consistently on you. That is all it is about. Mostly society, I keep telling y'all, make sure, guys, watch Don't Look Up. If you have Netflix, have a saying, because what society does is it tries to make you think that you've got to be some kind of a sucker for these women to get ass. Because all they do is they put these actors in these films reading a script of how they should act to hook you guys into thinking that if I do exactly what that guy's doing, I'm going to get the girl. It doesn't work that way. What I'm saying to all you guys out there, okay, when you are creating and you are building your world, your again, your world, your universe, when you are creating it, there should be no kids, women, Sasquatches, or anything in there. It should be you and you alone. And it is up to you to take the first stone to lay down to build your fortress and your castle. The more you begin to believe in yourself, your world is going to take shape. And once it takes shape, it is going to build a level of self-worth in which you've never seen before. And no, I'm not trying to motivate you motherfuckers. I'm just telling you it is. I don't want you to be like, well, Steve, that was some great motivation. I'm not trying to motivate you, okay? All right? Well, but wait, whoa, but Mike. All right, you're new. Mike, you're new. Let me show you something, Mike. Always remember that every woman you talk to, my brother, does not trust you in the beginning, and she thinks she's special. I didn't say she is special. I'm saying she thinks she's special. So when you walk up to a woman and say, how come we never got down? What are you saying to that woman? And you don't realize it. You're placing the first judgment on yourself, Mike, because you don't think you're good enough, because I don't ask her why haven't we got down. I'm letting her know when I want to get down. Two different things. See what I'm saying, Mike? The second thing is that you place a judgment on her because maybe there was something inside of you that felt like she's special because she's got a fat ass, hips, and titties. She's not special. She's just a motherfucking woman. So what I'm saying is, listen, I would never tell you to tell a woman why we ever get down. I'm trying to see if she's even worth cutting my fucking grass. And that's how you do it. See, Mike, the problem is that, look, the thing is, no, I got you, Mike. The thing is that a lot of you guys don't realize everybody's just trying to fuck. So like I told you, since everybody's trying, God damn it, I think, can I go to the board? Let me see if I can go to the board. Hold on. This is important. I got to go to the board. Let me see if I can go to the board. Okay, I go to the board. All right, I go to the board. All right, Mike, let me show you something. Oh, let's go to the board, guys. I got to show Mike something. Mike, this is very important to soak up, okay, Mike? We'll go to the board real quick. All right, Mike, peep game. All right, there you go. Don't judge my fucking drawing. Now, Mike, what I'm showing you is the how guys fuck up, all right? They're either coming from the left, coming from the right, or trying to backdoor her, which she fortifies and blocks all those motherfuckers off, okay? All right? But here's the thing, Mike. She's so busy blocking these from left, right, and behind her. Look what she's leaving wide open. She's not used to a motherfucker coming right at her. She's always, you can see, when you're saying what you're saying, you're coming from the side of the back. That's why you're not getting anywhere, because you're like everybody else. You're asking like, okay, can you find it in your heart or whatever these guys do? You see what I'm saying?
What I'm showing you right here is why guys don't get in, because they're either coming from the side or coming from the back, like being her best friend and shit. The one thing she's not used to is a motherfucker coming here from the front, brother. And I think that's where you're going. I think that's where you're going wrong in all this, because you came from the sides. You didn't come straight at her. She can't defend a position in which she's never defended before. She's not used to motherfuckers being straight up with her. You see what I'm saying? She's not used to that. So what I'm saying to you, Mike, is that how do we fix this? We fix this by letting her know, listen, look, Mike, I need to let you, Mike, okay, Mike. All right. What did she say, Mike? Just let me know. I'm going to keep going. But Mike, tell me what she said. Let me, when you said that to her, what was her response? And we can work off the response, okay? We can work off the response, okay? All right, just let me know, okay? Just let me know. No. Hey. No. Y'all got the power. It's not me. I'm trying to give you the power that you've always had to wake up. I'm not doing it. I want to take the credit, but I'm not. It's not me. I believe every one of you motherfuckers listening to me now has the power to stay woke. But the only way you got to wake yourself up is not following fucking society. Fuck what society tells you. Fuck what society demands of you, okay? Okay, a frontal assault. Yes, Mike, but what did she say to you, brother? When you said that to her, what did she say? And then tell me what she said, then I can go off of what she's saying, okay? All right? Wes, he says, I've been somewhere sitting in the past, but going out at night, made some sense. Yeah, man, don't white knight that shit, brother. Don't white knight. Let me check the phone lines real quick, guys. Y'all want to call in? Gentlemen, we got another hour to get the show. 13 more minutes to call in. If you want to call in, call in. If not, it's cool. We still chopped it up. I got you covered. Let's see here. Steve says, I don't know. She says, excuse me, I don't know. And I said, do you want to know? And she says, yes. All right, well, Mike, whoa. You, bruh. You win. This is what I'm saying, Mike. That's important, brother. Peep game. This is why I tell you guys, you got to know your four. But remember, gentlemen, your four has to be able to be a before, during, and after, meaning you must know what to do to move her to the next four. So what I'm saying to you, Mike, and this, let me show you the theater, okay? Right now, Mike, all right, Mike, right now, we're looking at your movie theater right now with this woman right now, okay? Here we go. Right now, Mike, your theater right now, Mike, all right, we're looking at your theater right now. You're at NC-17, okay? Meaning that there's trust, okay? But it is up to you to move it from NC-17 to R, okay? It is up to you, because now you got trust. Remember, if you guys are looking at this, and this is new to you guys, if you're looking at a 10 to 5 to 1, 10 is no trust. Okay, so that theaters that you see at the top are going to be when she begins to trust you. Okay, now if she doesn't trust you, you're going straight to DVD, which is the creepy guy. Okay, I just wanted y'all to see that, to make sure y'all understand what I'm saying. So what I'm saying here now, my brother, okay, you got to look at what you're doing, okay? A is you put your bid in. B, she's saying okay. So here's the thing. How are you, Mike, going to lead her to the next four, okay? You've already put your bid in. She seems like she's down. Now you've got to lead her to the next four. So the question you got to ask yourself, my brother, is where do you want to take her? You got to let me know, Mike, where do you want to take her? But it's not just where you want to take her. Why do you want to take her there? Are you willing to defend that position? Are you willing to stand on that position? And are you ready to express whatever that four is? This is all important, Mike, because it's not just about saying it, okay? Not just about saying it, okay? She said yes. So now she's waiting for you to tell her what to do, Mike. And now here's the question, Mike. Do you have your crib sound checked? Do you have, I mean, like I said, I don't know if it's out of liquor or wine. I don't know what kind of woman she is, Mike. She like the Alizé. She like the wine. What is she like? Do you have the crib set up? Because you ain't Netflixing and chill. coming over and we're about to do something. So we got to figure that out, Mike. So you got to think about, do you have your crib set up? Do you have what you're going to do when you over? Mike, just call it to the show. Mike, call it to the show, big dog. Call it to the show, Mike, so I can help you. Because I can't read your mind. So call it to the show if you can, Mike, and I got you covered, okay? Let's keep going, guys. Well, Mike, call it to the show, man, okay? Call it to the show, man. I want to give a shout-out to the guys out there real quick. 100, Freelance, be quiet. Listen, we got an hour to go, 116 likes. I want to say thank you to all you guys that's liking you. As y'all can see here, here's the record right here. The record is going to stand until you motherfuckers break it. But I want to say thank you right now to the 116 likes. I do appreciate that. But, Mike, call in real quick so I can help you, brother, if you can. Just call in. Mike, I think this is you. Mike, is this you at 773?
116 likes.
Is you, Mike?
Yes.
All right, Mike. Hey, Mike, turn me down. Turn me down in the background. Turn me down. Okay. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing okay. What's up, Steve?
All right, man, let's get you this. So, Mike. She said yes.
Yes.
So that means she's down.
Mm-hmm.
When did she say she was down?
Oh man. It was like in 2019. She said, I was like, what's up? I said, how come we never got down? She said, I don't know. I said, Do you want to? She said, yes. So 2019 we were supposed to hook up, but something happened to my car. She lives in another state. She lives in Minnesota. I'm in Chicago. So I missed my opportunity in 2019. So when COVID hit in 2020, I couldn't. So recently she came to Chicago. I got me a rental car and met up with her, took her out and everything. So
why'd you take her out? Why'd you take a person that who went, Mike, she wanted to fuck, not eat.
Yeah.
Why'd you take her out?
She's at the house music. I'm at the house music. So we went out to listen to house music, and then eventually we went to the hotel and we had sex.
Okay, so what's the problem?
She told me later on, I want to be in a relationship. She don't do couch sex. I said, you just fucked me. You just fucked me.
Wait, women are going to say whatever the fuck they want to say. Let her say she wants to be in a relationship. And you know what you do, Mike? You tell her the fucking truth, like you said. I don't want to be in a relationship right now. And if you don't like that I don't want to be in a relationship and you want one, then you go find someone you want to be in a relationship. But if you want to keep fucking me, we can keep fucking. I mean, isn't that the fucking truth? Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, then why can't you say that? Why don't you tell her that, Mike?
You're right.
Remember, Mike. This is why the guys are live in the chat room watching, and you probably see it, but Mike, this is why I'm telling you, if you're going to hold your man fucking nuts in a position and you're square, she said she will, you know you don't want a relationship. Why? Because you don't want one. But whatever your why is, you got to be able to defend the why and then stand on the why and never maneuver off your fucking square and then express it. You never wanted one. So you know what? Listen, Mike, let me tell you how easy it is. I love telling them. Look, they always tell you they want a relationship. You know, Mike, and this is all you got to do. You know, I want a relationship with you. I don't want to have sex anymore if I don't. Hey, Mike. Now, there's two ways I'm going to show you some game here. So peep game, Mike. The first way is what you could do, and I'm going to show you how I do the second way, which already hooks them in. Let me show you what you do. Mike, if she tells me she wants to have a relationship, I'm going to tell her because I'm standing on my four. I'm not ready for a relationship. You know, but you already know I'm seeing other people. You know you're not the only one. And I'm not going to be in a relationship with you. And if you don't like it, it was great. I enjoyed myself. You take care of yourself. And when you want some more dick, you can have it. Then we can hit this other lane of saying, look, if you're looking for somebody, hey, look, I'm not telling you not to see anybody. Go, if you want to go out to eat, go hang out with them suckers. If you want someone to kiss your ass, call one of them suckers up. Because everyone thinks this is being mean, but I'm just being real. I'm not that dude. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not coming to, here's the thing that people understand. It's not mean. This is shit that turns them on. Because she's not getting her fucking way. So I'm going to tell you, listen, look, this is what we can do. We can continue fucking. You use me like a fucking dildo and find what you need, and you can still have me on the side if you want to. Or we can say goodbye and you be about your way and I'll holler at you later. See, what most motherfuckers do, Mike, they'll be like, because they get a piece of pussy, they'll be like, well, you know, I'll think about it. I don't know. You see what I'm saying? They do all that shit. And then you know what?
I ain't saying that too. I just looked at it like, whatever, man. I just looked at it like,
Mike, this is where you, Mike, we don't look at them. Remember the four express. We don't look at them. We got to tell them what to deal. Remember, tell her what to do. I love that fat ass. I love that pussy. I love pulling your fucking ass, smacking it. I enjoy all that shit. But you got to understand, it's not going to be a relationship. We can still continue to do this. It's up to you. But see, Mike, if you just use the power of how I show you how to communicate with women, if you just had the voice messages and the videos, Mike, she would have came crawling back to you. Why? Because the worst thing, what is the worst thing an alcoholic or a druggie can do? What's the worst thing they can do, my brother?
Go on a drought, wild out.
No, go cold turkey.
Go turkey, that's right, go cold turkey.
Right, you know, it's 2022 and I'm going to put that bottle down. right.
Right.
It's 2022 and I'm going to stop that heroin, that meth or whatever the fuck. I'm going to clean myself up and I'm going to be a good person because I love, you know, all that bullshit, right? And you know, like SpongeBob, 1 week later. And they right back.
Right.
So what I'm saying, Mike, is that I'm creating the drug. I'm the drug. Go. Look, if you want to go, go. But I know you coming back. I know you coming back. Because the way I lace you, because this is why I keep trying to tell you, Mike, I'm trying to teach you. I don't want you to like me. I don't want you to be attracted to me. No, deeper. I don't want you to love me. Yes, I want you to respect me. But I want to be a habit and an addiction. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But why do you think I want the invite first? Because I create quicksand inside. That means the more you struggle, the more you try to get out, you sink deeper in. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not gone. That's why they come back, bro, because they realize what they're missing or they realize what other women are getting and they feel like they're missing out. So what I'm saying to you is you let her know this is what – because, see, a lot of women aren't used to us talking to them that way. They'll take it as being mean, but come on. Remember I told you about Walt Disney? You remember? You're new to us, right? You're new?
I've been knowing you for years. You was on the podcast with O'Shea when I broke up. When this girl broke up with me, and you had me text old girl, and you told me the exact message I still got on my phone. How about you come over and suck my dick and leave? Do you remember that? I was at work when I did that. I texted her. It was just a test to see if I was really through with her.
Well, here's the thing, brother. You said that, Mike?
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you, Mike, is that subconsciously, deep in the subconscious, the next door neighbor of insecurity, if you go into a woman's mind on her street, are fantasies, nasty shit she wants to do, shit she doesn't show people, insecurities, emotions, and there is this little Walt Disney house of all the bad motherfuckers. She's already trained herself through Mickey Mouse to know what she wants now. She doesn't want the knight in shining armor. That was the first phase of her life. But people forgetting that Disney had two different characters. The second phase of life is the group of assholes. jerks, fucking selfish, pricky motherfuckers. Isn't it odd that most women want guys like that? Because that's what Mickey did us a favor. And what you just got to do is bring that shit out of her by telling her what it she that women are not used to a guy saying, look, if we ain't fucking, I'll holler at you later. Why would you say that? Because you're wasting my time. See that? I'm not wasting your time. Yes, yeah. You are. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, look, there's too much.
You know what?
Look, hey, Mike, to the left. Hey, look, if you look over to the left or to your right, you see the elk. And look, there's zebras over there. Look, there's little warthogs. Man, so much food in the Serengeti. Why the fuck am I going to sit around talking to you? But I'm sorry, Mike. What was you about to say, man?
You're right. You're right, because sometimes it's like playing gambling. It's like, hey, look, take it or leave it.
Yeah. Well, no, because I put all the chips in because I bet on me, Mike. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Mike, because I bet on me, I bet that I'm going to win. I'm always going to win. Hey, Mike, even when I don't lose, I learn, but even when I so-called lose, I still win because I got the comeback. Mike, I've positioned myself in a way that when she goes, why do you think she's going to be thinking about me? Even if she's talking to other guys, why do you think that she's going to be thinking about me, Mike? What makes you think that? I just want you to guess. What makes you think when she goes cold turkey, goes try to and talk to other guys, why do you think she's thinking about me?
You put something on her mind. You put a stain on her brain that she can never get it removed.
Exactly, because the average male does not communicate the way I do. I win because I do the voicemails, the videos, and going live. So every guy that she meets that say, well, hey, what are you doing? What do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? Who the fuck she thinks she thinks? They're working for us. They push her back to us because they're not. Okay, if she's eating bologna all her life, right? You know bologna, right? We all eat bologna and shit. She eat bologna all her life, right? And she had you the ribeye steak, right? But hey, with the garlic butter on that shit, lobster macaroni, right? You know what I mean? And it tastes so good. And then she goes back to bologna. What do you think she's gonna be craving?
No man, she gonna think about that steak, how good it tastes and everything.
How good it tastes in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
How it dripped off the side of her mouth.
And,
how she had to get some of the dripping and put it back in her mouth and say, this is good. Yavi, right? You
and
know what I'm
she's
talking
gonna
about.
Do that. She's going to be thinking about it. While she don't be eating them, she's not going to be eating them blow. She's going to take a two chunks of spit that blow and throw it out like, let me go pick it back, that lobster,
exactly.
That steak.
Exactly. But how they do it, remember how they do it is slick. They'll like your photos. They'll say, oh, did you call me? Oh, I missed your call. I saw a restricted call. I thought it was you, blah, 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 blah. They'll find a way to come back. It's just when they come back, this is the test. When they come back, don't be like, well, golly gee, you're back, and we can go ahead and hold hands, and I'll push you on a swing, and you can go on a boat and twirl your fucking umbrella while I row, and we'll run in the field, and man, you better be like, when you coming over?
Right. Make a jump through fiery hoops, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I'm from Chicago. There's some pimps told me there's some shit like that. Same thing you said.
Yes, because
when
you're
they come
the
back,
prize.
Make them jump through some fiery hoops.
Right, because you're the prize.
Yes, sir.
You're the prize. Okay?
Hey, you got consultation I can pay later and have a real talk with you?
Yeah, just get at me. Go to themanmindset.com. Coaching's there. All the prices are there. Go there and holler at me, okay? I continue the show, though, but you're good, okay, my brother?
All right. Thanks.
All right, respect to you, man. Respect to you. Yeah, I got you, man. I'm showing y'all some game, dog. We can continue
Chi-town,
this thing.
Chi-town, coming from Chi-town.
I know. I see you in the 773. Stay warm out there. Look like it because we get in Texas. It's about to be fucking cold out this motherfucker, so it's got to be cold out there.
It is cold. Today with the snow, but...
Hey, wait, Mike, before you go, wait, M-Dog, do you have a fireplace?
No, man, this I'm in the inner city. Ain't no fireplace in the inner city.
Ain't no fireplace. God damn. All my dudes out there, look, if you got a fireplace, I'm showing you something nobody's showing y'all right now. If you got a fireplace, get this shit right here. All my dudes out there, you don't have no fireplace, get this shit right here. Because this changes the game. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to trust your boy. This is not just a regular fire. You're going to have fire. It rolls in with the light. Dog, it's, man, I'm just bad. Dog, I show y'all things, guys. I care. All right, Mike, well, let me go ahead and throw you back into this.
The fire.
Yeah, you know. Right. Yeah, I'm a bad motherfucker, Mike. All right, we'll throw you back in, Mike.
Yes,
thank you, brother. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Don't forget the real game, no theory, 12 o'clock East tomorrow. YouTube. Let's keep going. Let me get some of y'all questions. I got y'all on the questions and all that other stuff. Let's keep going. Let's see here. Woman, I'm sorry. Here, woman says, oh, you want me in the naughty schoolgirl outfit? Wait, she says, oh, you want me in the naughty schoolgirl outfit? I don't know. Lewis, I'm saying this with love, Lewis. Just delete her number, man. You ain't ready. I keep telling y'all, man, if you guys out here don't understand your sexual side and you don't understand what you just told me, dude, just delete her number and let's relax, okay? Let's relax because you're not ready. You're not ready to because when a woman says something like that to you, man, you got to be ready. K-Dog, what's up? The girl that told me she was a virgin texted me on New Year's out of the blue saying, Happy New Year's. I replied and saying, same to you, dear. She replied with this. Is that, no, K, no. Wait, let me see here. Hold on. Wait, let me see if I can play it right. Let me see. Is it? Oh. Jay. Y'all got to listen to me, guys. We have 47 minutes ago. 48 minutes ago. 48 minutes ago in the show. Jay, this guy... This is why you're for... Wait, Kay, I want to show you something. Okay, this is... I don't think y'all understand or overstand why standing and moving on your four is the most important thing that you have got to do. Everything that you have got to do has got to be a four. And knowing what you're doing before, during, and after, okay, gentlemen? Meaning that everything that you're doing is leading her towards your four. Now, remember, I told you the cool thing about your four. The reason why I say four is because it's not actually two plus two. You can get to four any other way you want. 24 minus 20. 16 minus 12. You see what I'm saying? What I am saying to you guys out there is that you are not fucking prepared for the future. You've got to prepare yourself for... Listen, this is why I would tell you to bend time. If you get it set it up in the future, you're just leading her to the points. Let me show y'all. All right. I got love going to the board. All right, peep game, okay? Peep game. That's you. You are thinking of your four, okay? And every little point is, excuse me, I know my fingers all fucked up. Those are fours. Fuck y'all. Everything's a four. When you meet a woman, all you're doing is leading her to every four until you reach the future. This is future. This this path that you have right here is to your fore. That means how you do it. You already got it set in motion. And all you're doing is leading her to your fours, okay? How are you leading her to a four talking? Look at what you said, big dog. I'm saying this out of love. Look at this. Okay. The girl told me she was a virgin, texted me on New Year's. Now, let me tell you something about virgins. Now, real quick, let's okay, she's got to be of age, okay? Now, she's 18 or older, okay? There are a lot of girls out there that are 18, can't talk about the young ones, okay, that they want to save their virginity. So what they do is a lot of anal sex. They'll let you put it in two holes, but you can't break that because that's sacred to them. That's tied to their, like, their morals, God, and, you know, all that shit. So a lot of women will either suck dick or take anal without breaking the virginity, okay? Just to let you know, okay? Some women do that. So when she's saying on New Year's out of the blue, Happy New Year, okay, why didn't you take New Year? Okay, let me show you. Let me show you how this works, okay? This is a Mona Lisa, okay? Now, before we hit the Mona Lisa, okay, she says Happy New Year to me, okay? So what I'm thinking is these are the players of the game that I'm pulling out, okay? I'm going to go ahead and pull out the drug lab. I'm going to get with my marketing team. I'm going to bring them on. I'm calling the drug lab. I'm showing you. I'm calling the drug lab, the marketing team, the amusement park. I'm bringing out the culinary school, the creativity. Who else? My guide and my mixer. And I'm going to sit all those motherfuckers down at my table. And we are going to mix down and lead her where we want to go. So she said, Happy New Year. Well, in order to make my new year happier, why don't you send me a photo of yourself so then I can go ahead and set up our date? Do you see what I did right there? I'm using the photo to let her know. She knows what the deal is. Send me a photo so I can show you or tell you why I look forward, or I'm going to take you on a date, okay? All right? When you said same to you, dear, you're doing what the average guy does that doesn't know what he wants. How are you leading her to four saying same to you? And remember, when you said same to you, you're not painting the picture. You've got to paint. When you are talking to these women, the thing that's going to separate you from everybody else is how you paint thy picture. You must paint the picture and let her know why she should be getting with you. Okay, she replied with the smileys and the thing. So you know what? Here is your second fucking chance to lead her. To lead her. Send me a photo so I can go ahead and set up our date. Just send that to her. What you're doing is you're finally shifting the track back to your four. I know you want to smash and all that other stuff, but you got to understand the music. You're dealing with a virgin. So if you're dealing with a virgin, believe this, that's legal, guys, 18 and over, that they will find other ways to get you off other than the vaginal penetration. It would either be anal, oral, or jerking you off. That is what they will give you, but they will not give up that part of themselves. But some of them will give you anal, oral, or they will jerk you off. So you got to understand that you're not there to get the pussy yet unless she feels that way. We don't know that. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying going the date to actually date, but we got to get this thing shifted. We got to make a shift from the same to you, dear. We got to get it back to, look, I'm trying to get at you, man. That's the thing y'all guys are not doing. And when y'all are talking this way, this is what puts you in the friend zone, because you're not really standing on this shit. Y'all got to, look, guys, y'all got to stand on this shit. Every woman that you find attractive, you must guide her where you want to go. Every woman you're attracted to, every woman you find interesting and all that shit, you as a man must guide her. I promise you, please guide her, okay? Guide her, all right? Let's keep going. Wait, you hit from land. Wait. You hit it, but where is it leading? Is it just, if you're just holding and saying, hey, how you doing? That's not impactful. You need to, hey, what's up, babe? Well, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you. I think about what you just sent me, that emoji and everything. You know what? Instead of me looking at that emoji, why don't you send me a photo of yourself so then I can tell you why you and I should go out on this date? You got to push it. You got to go beyond the fringe. You got to lead her, gentlemen. That's the thing that we go, okay? Hey, you always have to lead and stop beating. You got to lead all the motherfucking time, all the time, okay? Jonah Jameson, how can you tap into a woman's emotions? To tap into a woman's emotions, my brother, okay? Like I'm telling you, it's not about tapping into her emotions. A lot of y'all guys think that you got to tap into her emotions. No. In order for you to be that motherfucker, you must tap into yourself. Okay, Mr. Jameson, let me show you. Mr. Jameson, you must tap into yourself, brother. Before you can tap into her, you got to tap into yourself. That's why you get your notebook. That's why you get your pad, your pen out. You say to yourself, what would I do if I was in this situation with a woman? You name the situation. Whether we're face-to-face or we're texting and I want to move things along. What the fuck am I going to say? Why am I going to say it? Am I bold enough to stand on it? Am I bold enough to defend it? Am I bold enough to express it? That's how it works. It's not. See, y'all guys think that you can just hurl a spitball and hit a building and knock it down. It doesn't work that way. Tapping into it, I keep telling y'all guys, the game will never be about women. Tapping into a woman is all about what you do, is how you tap into yourself. Because we both can say the same thing, but it's going to be perceived two different ways because of how we see ourselves. See, Mr. Jameson, you don't really believe in yourself right now. So if you and I both said this, let's say pumpernickel pickle. I'm just giving you an example. If you and I both said pumpernickel pickle to a woman, that's supposed to be a sexual thing. I'll just give me an example. Your way is going to come off thirsty, needy, and creepy, and it's going to throw everything off because as of this moment right now, young man, you believe in women more than you believe in yourself. That means you worship women. So whatever you're saying or coming out of your mouth is not going to hit. I, on the other hand, worship me above all women. So I know that what I say is going to come off with hitting on all cylinders because she's going to think it's the most sweetest, romantic, sexual. Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Versus, oh, well, we're just friends. I mean, why would you say that? You're like a brother to me. And that's what I'm saying, brother. That's the importance of this thing. If you're listen to where you're losing, and then I'm going to show you. Guys, it's important. Listen, Jonah, it's a great question, but you're on the wrong street. I need to make a new street. You're still on Woman Street. Versus me street. You're still on, I'm gonna make a thing, guys. Don't worry, I'll work on that. You're still on Woman Street versus me street. Now I need to make that tonight because I know a lot of motherfuckers gonna be talking about women and shit tomorrow. You're on Woman Street versus me street. And Woman Street is about making everything about the fucking woman versus making it about yourself. The only way you're going to tap into her emotions is tapping into who you fucking are. That's where you win, motherfucker. You win that way. I got you. Guys, we got 35 minutes left in the show. Let's keep it going, guys. Shout out to everybody in this motherfucker, man. Shout out to y'all guys. What are some things to conversate about, like a date or message or something? Well, hey, SR, call you SR. Brother, listen to me. This is where the conversation class one comes in that we have. I always tell you guys, go conversation class one, because what I do is I store all, you guys have stories stored in you that you don't even know how to utilize. I'll show you how to utilize it. Know what I talk about? Me. You know who I focus everything on? Me. We're on the date. First thing I'm doing is talking about me. Let me see. Hey, Tony, we're going to use Tony. Tony O. We use Tony O. Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Tony O. And welcome to, hey, Tony, what's going on? My name is Steve. And this is, Lily or whatever, right? Tony, let me tell you something. Before you make the order, let me tell you what happened, dog. Tony, I'm over here minding my own business, man. Going on my Fruity Pebbles and everything, man. On my way to the store. And, man, God forbid, here she is. And messing everything up, Tony. I mean, come on, man. And Tony, pick me up. Wait, hold on, Tony. I'm going to get the fuck up. And I was like, come on, give me a stand-up. I'm going to say, Tony. As I'm twirling around. Tony, come on, Tony. I mean, would you get the Fruity Pebbles or would you go and holler at this? And Tony and I, we give each other some dab. And hey, Tony, when I get that receipt, when I ask for the check and everything, you take an extra 5 minutes because that's when I'm going in for the kids. All right, you got me? All right, let's take our order. Now, SR, I'm going to show you something a little bit deeper now. Let's say Tony is my regular waiter at the coffee shop or whatever like that. Let's say the wine bar. I'm going to do the same thing with Tony I just did, spin it around. Then I'm going to say, Tony, go ahead and take an order. Tony's going to take an order and he's going to walk away. And she's going to, and that's all she's going to say, oh my God, he forgot to take your order. No, he didn't forget. He knows my order. What do you mean he knows your order? Oh, yeah, because Tony knows this is my regular spot. You take all the women here? The ones that I'm interested in, yeah. Well, how many are you taking there? The ones I'm interested in. But right now, I'm interested. Do you see what I'm saying? So, I'm never talking about what she does for a living. I'm never asking her anything. I've already positioned myself to talk about me. But I can always take what she says and spin me in what she says. You see what I'm saying? And that's how you learn your game, by learning you. I keep telling y'all guys, all of this stuff comes down to how you learn yourself, gentlemen. All right? We got about, 12, 20, all right, 32 minutes left in the show, gentlemen. 32 minutes left in the show, the first of the motherfucking year. Let's keep going. Let me see here. Damn bot. Hey, Happy New Year's, Maximus Clean. That's my brother from another mother. Shout out to Maximus Clean. Praise. All right, F-Dog says, when she hurls her first no, should I persist the tone? Wait, should I persist her tone behind her no? And okay. F-Dog, I don't care if she says, no, 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 no. No, it won't get that high because I'm not doing anything for her to say that. But I don't give a fuck about the no. Because my four is going for two no's. Because I keep telling you. The golf chick may say no in a different way than the R&B chick that's different from the classical chick, that's different from the house chick, that's different from the Latin chick, different from the world chick. every no, you cannot take it in a you can't get all in your feelings because they say a certain no, because they say the no the way they say no. But regardless of what she says, no, my four, because I've scribed it, because I have put it in my law to make it my law. Now, remember, I tell all you guys, and F dog, you got to remember what I'm showing you, because I think you're missing the boat on what I'm talking about and discussing, brother. Always remember that whatever I scribe as my four and she says no, right? Okay, she says no. I know that I'm going to go for two no's, all right? I know that. And once I know that I'm going for two no's, it is when I get with my marketing team. I must market to myself why I will accept the first no and move on. Because remember, your marketing team markets, promotes, and sells you. Nobody else but you. So once I market it to myself and I believe in it, then I will take that thing and bring it to my government to make it a non-negotiable law. I don't care how she says no. Once it becomes law, I'm going to just do it. I'm not going to question it. I'm just doing it. So if she says no to me, then what I'm going to do is go for the second no, and I don't care about the result. I don't care. Don't look at how she's saying no. Remember, every woman out there is like music. So every woman's tone is going to be different. You can't expect every woman to be like, no. You know what I mean? They ain't going to talk to you like that, man. In the real world, they're going to say no in their own way, brother, okay? Their own way, all right? Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's go. Let me try to hurry up and get some of these. Jonah Jameson. So basically, you tap into her emotions indirectly by making it about me. No. I'm not doing anything. I don't do anything indirect. Indirect means I'm beating around the bush, walking on eggshells and all. I'm not doing. I'm a direct motherfucker, Jonah Jameson. Because listen, the reason I am what I am, Jonah, is because I've created what I am for me. I have built a drug lab in my mind to find ways to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. How is she going to take me? She's either going to take me by pill, right? She's going to smoke me, snort me, or inject me. I don't give a fuck how she does it, right? But then I know how to cook it and then utilize my culinary school where I put that fire. Remember, Jonah, key thing. All I'm saying is me. Right? So when I talk to her, keyword I first, when I talk to her, not when she talks to me, when I talk to her, Jonah, we're already fucking. We're just not doing it on the physical, because most of you guys don't understand. Women are driven by their emotions, and how you tap into them, it's all about how you create what comes out of your mouth and your fucking fingertips. You draw out the emotion when you keep things a buck. You draw out the emotion when you're clear, concise, and transparent. You draw out the emotions when you can say no or you can walk away, knowing you've done everything you possibly can, and her fucking end result does not define me. That's what draws the emotions out, because she cannot smell fear on me, worry, anxiety, no confidence. She can't smell that on me. So I change up the game all the way. I totally change up the game, okay? No, you're doing it wrong. See, you're looking at the structure of the house instead of looking at the bones of the house, man. Fuck the structure. Fuck what she says. Okay, brother, listen. Okay, Let's use a chick named Mercedes. Maybe she woke up and her cat died. Maybe she had a bad day at work. Maybe her boss is yelling at her. And she's going home with a fucking attitude because she has a bad day. And here you come along talking to her. You're like, no, or whatever, because of her bad day. What you remember, I don't judge her. I'm not going to judge her off of what she says. I'm going to give her another opportunity to get with me. Where you're going around, you're like, all right, well, the octave was at 4 decimals. Divide that by pi, which has a circumference of 3.14, and diameter 10. And I'm going to, oh, she just doesn't like, man, you're doing too much fucking, you're overthinking this shit, man. I mean, you're overthinking this shit, brother. Don't overthink this. We got 25 minutes left in the show. Let me continue. Gentlemen, this is a new year for you guys. Hopefully, y'all want to do some shit. But in order for you to understand this or overstand this, you must consistently work on you by building the fortress, okay? But it's not just I'm laying and building the fortress. I'm creating a fucking skyscraper. Every brick you lay down is a brick of knowledge. It is a brick of scribing something. It is a brick of believing in myself and believing. It's a brick of four. What am I going to do? What do I need to be? And you must, every brick you lay has got to be able to know your why. I told you, see, spot, run. I don't know where I put that piece of paper. Oh, shit. Damn, dropped my joystick. I don't know where I put that piece of paper at, but it's just, that's how easy it is, okay? Because once you build the foundation, the woman needs to know, are you the kind of man that's going to stand his ground? Or are you going to be the kind of man to walk away? I mean, guys, there's so many times out there that, guys, got to put a Q in there, okay? Hey, B, put a Q in there. I can't tell you how many times I got around a girl and, you know, we set something up and then she tells me she can't make it, which is fine. But then she can't understand why I cut her off. I didn't cut her off because she say she couldn't make it. I cut her off because she didn't give me another 4+0 or 2 × 2. She never gave me another alternative answer and just gave me, I can't see you. So she's wasting my time, which I cut her off. To be in a relationship, is it the same steps as hooking up with a girl and asking for me and a friend? Okay, so this is what I'm saying, BP. Look. A relationship is totally different because a relationship is a step-by-step process. Let me see if I can draw it up on the big screen for you. Let me see if I can pull that shit up. I think my shit froze. I don't know. I can't. Well, a relationship is basically, and this is where y'all guys go wrong. Don't look to be in a relationship. That's your biggest problem. You're setting yourself up for a huge downfall if you're looking for a relationship. Don't look for a relationship, okay? Instead, look to doing small steps to see if she's even worth your time, your attention, your fucking respect, and then your dick. So then that's just to get to be a part of you, man. So we've gotta push forward from all this. Now, guys, we got a long way to go. I mean, there's so much to talk about this. We have 26 more minutes left. But yeah, we'll keep this going, this theme, and we'll keep going until we finish it. But there's got to be a stage, gentlemen, where you have, yes, our understanding, but I like to use overstanding, of yourself, okay? All right? Where you have to question things and have the answer to them. if she says I want a relationship, what am I going to say? If she says she wants to take her time, what am I going to say and what am I going to do? You must begin to understand yourself, and I think this is one of the biggest problems that a lot of you guys go through, because there is no clarity over self. Y'all see what I'm saying? There's no clarity over self. You don't necessarily understand you because no one's ever told you to go that deep beyond and learn who you are. You as a man must have a mindset that nobody can take away from you, period. I don't look to measure up to other men. I don't ever feel like another man is better than me. I never measure myself to other men or feel like someone's better than me, never. The only person I measure myself up to and the only motherfucker that's better than me is that motherfucker in the mirror. That's my competition. That motherfucker in the mirror. That's the one I measure myself up to. That's the motherfucker that's my competitor. Because he's always trying to outdo me, trying to be better than me, and I'm trying to pass his ass up every day by evolving. But the problem is when I evolve, I look at another evolved me, which means is that this never stops. It never stops, man. That will always be my competition, me. I am my own competition. I am my own competition. That is the only person I compare myself to is that motherfucker in the mirror all day, every day, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday. That's all I do, man. That's what I tell you guys. That's it. There's nobody else out there. Hey, guess what? Maybe there is somebody that's taller than me. Absolutely. Someone younger than me. Yes. Someone cuter than me. Yes. Someone that has more money than me. Yes. Someone that dresses better than me. Yes. Someone that has more hair than me. Now, guys, I can grow hair. I just like to cut it. But someone that has more hair than me. Yes. All that is true. But guess what? It's none of my fucking business. Because I'm not competing. I'm never competing against another person. I'm always competing with myself, and I can only push myself to position myself the best way I can. And I am proud of how I position myself. I am fine with how I position myself, and that's why I don't lose. Because no matter how I position myself, I don't give a fuck about the result. I just don't care. I mean, she says yes. I don't care. I care more about the, I do care more about the yes than the no. I'm going to say it again. I care more about the yes than the no, but not what you guys think. I don't care more for the yes to feel like lucky, yay, yay, yay. No, the competitor in me who is never satisfied is always pissed off because I didn't do it. I could have always done it better. So if I pull her, it's not about the pull. How many fucking moves did it take me to pull her? If it took me 10 moves to pull her, give you an example, why did it take me 7? That's how I am with me. I'm never satisfied with the yes because I know I could have done better. If it took me 5 moves, why did it take me 4? Could have done better. Where do I need to check myself to see where I went right versus where I went wrong, and I can do better? Guys, this happened a lot. I'll give you an example. I ran into a house chick. Let's say it took me 10 moves to get her, right? Get that woman. She was a house chick type personality. I got her in 10 moves. Now, this is the competition. This is the game where it comes in at. Because I'm never satisfied with winning. I want conquering. I want to conquer. I don't fucking want to just win. But after going in my film room
And after assessing what I did with the house mentality, then I know I make the modifications by telling myself, the next time I talk to this kind of woman, this is what I'm going to do to speed up the process. That's all I'm going to do. So the next time I run into that same kind of woman, that same personality, I know instead of going to the left like I did now, I've got a new different right. So I can go to the right now and then assess from there. That's how it works, gentlemen. It is constantly assessing yourself. It's nothing to do with her saying yes or no. She has the same power that a fly, a bumblebee, and a fucking ladybug has. It's the same power, which is, guess what, guys? No power at all. You just give her the power. But you don't give her the power by saying, here's the power. You give her the power by sitting around and thinking that she is better than you, that she's greater than you, that you're lucky to get her. So you're automatically giving her your power, man. We can't do that. We can't do that, okay? Because this is, look, you've got to look and ask yourself questions about you. What makes me me? What do I love about myself? What do I hate about myself? What am I okay with? And listen, well, why? Once you ask that question, ask yourself why and write that answer down. And then once you got that why, ask yourself why again. Why did I say what I said? Write that down. And once you write that down, you ask yourself, when did I start thinking this way? And instead of the why, you go to the when. When did I start thinking this way? Write that down. Then once you come with that answer is, where did I start thinking? Where was I at? What was I doing? Where was I at? Write it down. In order to get to the core of, this is what I'm trying to show you guys about the game. In order to get to the core of you, you got to keep digging, man. You can't just scratch the surface and be fine with it. You must keep digging. You must keep going. For that one question, you got to keep going on and on and on until you get to that core and finally realize where it derives from. Where does all this come from? And 9 times out of 10, it comes from a lack of bedroom skills, no confidence or fear. If you keep going deep enough, it'll be that motherfucker. You know how we were like little kids and shit. You know, we lift up rocks and there are little bugs and shit. Well, when you get to your core and you lift up that rock, you should see that motherfucker right there. Which goes back to theater number one. The core of everything that you're not is because you're not going deep enough and finding this motherfucker under the last rock. You've got to find him. You've got to stop running away from him. You've got to find him because he is the key to why you are what you are, gentlemen. I hope that he's the key. He's the one that can separate you. He's the one that once you understand, like I told you, you buy the tickets. You pick the movie time. Remember, you do it. He's there. I understand he's there. I get that he's there. But guess what? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you why. Remember the law. If it's not beneficial to me, I don't give a fuck. Rejection, not beneficial to me. I don't care.
Accepting my number. Still not beneficial to me yet. I don't care. She has a boyfriend. Not beneficial to me. I don't give a fuck. This is what she thinks, or this is how she feels, and this is what she thinks a man is. None of my motherfucking business, because guess what? I just don't give a fuck. What I am saying to you men out here listening to me, all of you, the control that you want that will give you the power to conquer anything inside of you first has to come with the fact that you've got to face him. You've got to face, I can't face him for you. You got to face him. He knows right now some of you guys are going to, he says, you know what? Well, we got one more year left to go and you'll be the same motherfucker because I'm going to do everything I can to keep you exactly where you are, okay? AS, let's look at what you're saying. That's not a problem, brother. It's a simple solution. It's a simple solution. It's easy. You worship her. You have placed her above you, where you are rolling fruit at her temple, rolling fruit at her feet, and you're worshiping her more than you worship yourself. Okay? I this is why I want to stand with you guys, man. I know you might be new to this, AS. Maybe you're not. But a woman should feel like she's losing you every day. She should feel that today might be the day that I'm going to lose him for good. But when you have no self-worth, when you have no standards, when you don't know how to fuck, you don't know how to eat pussy, you don't know how to kiss, you don't know how to turn her on, you partake a female position. And because you're in your feelings, again, I'm sorry, you're just in your feelings because you have not cut that umbilical cord yet of your fucking emotions, all right? Your feelings have spawned an anger, okay? She's in a relationship with my gym friend. Well, good. Congrats. Bruh, dude, hold on. Let me tell you something. I ain't shit. Before y'all judge me, just let me beat y'all to the punch. We got 7 minutes left. Let me beat y'all to the punch. I ain't shit. Listen, I have been with women that do everything they can to force my hand to make me be in a relationship with them, even to a point of trying to make me jealous. Doesn't work, man. Matter of fact, it kind of like backfires on them. It doesn't work. And I'll tell you why it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work is because I'm so into me that I will never bend the knee and give somebody what they want or they expect me to be. I will not do that. And I've had women, listen, guys, let me tell you something. I've had women that try to make me jealous by dating other guys, people I work with and all other stuff, which in turn fucks and make it just backfires on me. It just always back. Listen, she can do it. And I don't get mad. See, I'm not that dude to get mad. Tom, why are you dating my girl? Tom, she's my Tom. Thomas, why? I'm not that motherfucker. Like, man, fucking can't believe Mendoza. What Mendoza do? I can't believe Mendoza took my girl. Mendoza! Man, nobody do that shit, man. They just don't give a fuck. What I'm saying is that we'll see. I'm going to live my life. If I see you're at the gym, I'm going to say, hey, how y'all doing? All right, cool. Hey, y'all be good, man. I'll talk to y'all later. What? That's what you're first going to say. Because all this time, she thinks you care about her, and she just string you along, just fucking throwing that motherfucker right in your face, and you all in your fucking feelings to a point where you want revenge. Brother, I'm trying to bring you down. Come down. Come down. Men don't do that. We don't get revenge. The greatest revenge is living our life and showing her we don't give a fuck. Guys, do you know how many women would, you know, they would say like, you know, okay, I want to be with you. Okay, if you don't want to be with me, fine, I'm cool with it. You know what? I just go see someone. And guess what? You know how many like fucking photos they would send of them out to dinner with somebody else or thinking that's going to bother. When it doesn't bother you, it fucks them up that much more. Because see, this is what she should be thinking. See, you're thinking so much of her. She should be thinking, who are you fucking right now? What woman are you putting fucking whipped cream on her ass cheeks and smacking her ass? Who's getting the benefits of you? What woman are you sending voicemails to? Who is getting your videos? Who gets the voicemails? What are you saying to them? That's what should be going on. But the fact that you work, again, I keep showing, it's not hard. When you worship somebody more than yourself, this is always going to be the end result. Because you're in your feelings, and I understand you're hurt, and I get it, and I'm not trying to make light of how you feel, but I want to take you down a little bit. I don't want you to lose your job. I don't want you to lose your gym membership. And I don't want you to lose your life or get jail time for trying to get revenge on somebody who should be thought of like that fucking ant outside your damn door. The best thing is if you want to go. If you want to see somebody else, go ahead. Because I keep telling you, AES, the comeback, brother. I don't care. I know you coming back. Because you've never, listen, remember, AS, I always tell my dogs this. You know what? You know, I can meet you by closing my eyes and throwing a rock or a pebble and hit someone like you. But you'll never meet a motherfucker like me. You can try. And I promise you, they will make you through other guys. They will Frankenstein you. And even after they Frankenstein you, it's still not you. We win. Two more minutes. Let me read this few questions. Dean, what are some of the great videos to send when you're doing a video chat? I usually, you know, I'm thinking about you. You know, or good morning. I usually like the good morning ones because I like for her to wake up to hear and seeing my voice, which means is that when things fall off, don't work out or whatever, when she wakes up and then there's no other guy doing that, she'll be thinking about me. Okay, so that's how it works, okay? Next one. It seems like you all slurry tonight. What's going on, slurry? Oh, I don't know. It might be the mic. I don't know. I don't drink. This is what I'm drinking right here, as you can see. Unsweet tea, dog. That's all I got. That's all I got in my magical cup. Unsweet tea, brother. For my throat. It's for my throat. Guys, yeah, we got 20 seconds to go, so we'll mark it at 20 seconds. Freelance and what you call it? But yeah, I've been having little sinuses. My sinuses have been acting up, but I keep pushing on. But AS, all I'm saying is, look, I don't want you to, listen, I know you're upset, and I don't want you to do anything. That's all. That's what I'm saying. When you, it, It worries me when you use words like revenge. Because goddamn it, please don't do nothing fucking now, because I don't want to be in fucking court saying, yes, he was on my show talking revenge, and he did it. No, I just don't talk revenge. Men don't talk that way. We move on and we move forward. That's what men do, okay? All right, Marcus, what's our mark right now? And I want to say thank you to, what is it, 146? 146 likes, guys. I want to say thank you to all you guys out there, man. Y'all are great men and stuff like that, man. Sentimental. Oh, no. It's not, no. Here's the thing, ZR. It's not punching you in the chest. I am punching you in the chest. It's just a different way I'm swinging, brother. All these are punches in the chest. It's just I'm swinging different. That's all, brother. That's all, okay? All right. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Don't shoot up the gym, man. Just listen. If you feel, what I want you to do tomorrow, I want you to go to rest on this, okay? I want you to rest. And tomorrow, if you still feel the same way, cancel your gym membership and go somewhere else. Because I don't want you to feel this way. And it's not, I'm not trying to be funny. That's not cool. But gentlemen, what I want you guys to do, I got a homework assignment for all you guys out there. Make sure you grab your glasses or your cups, guys. Get your glasses, get your cups. Fill it up a little bit. Go to your window. I'm not your window. Go to your bathroom. Look at a man in the mirror and toast to you. Toast to you. Okay, y'all are great men and y'all are, we'll get you there. But give yourself a toast. Keep your spirits up, man. This is what we do for you guys to make you do that. And also, guys, for the first of the year, always remember the graveyard. Guys, remember, everybody in there had one thing in common like you, and they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. That's what's so important here with this show. We want you guys to live, and we want you to enjoy life and all that other stuff. And for all my guys that are new to the show, I say welcome you all to the show. Don't forget that we're going to have the show, The Real Game, No Theory, tomorrow at 12 noon. But I just hope you guys out there appreciate what you're hearing. Go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification because it helps the algorithm out. And I just want to say thank you. My hat's off to all you guys out there, man. Y'all are great men. And we're going to keep doing everything we can. Keep pushing the single-minded man. And I'm going to do some side videos for you guys as well. But like I told you guys, if y'all missed this, or the ladies that's listening, ladies, I got a new track I'm working on called Stroke. I'll be dropping that for my poetry aficionados as well. But also, guys, I'm at the last chapter of the book. It's not done. It's done, but it's got to do the editing part. And I told you guys it's going to be over 400 pages long. So believe me, it's going to be a big y'all have no idea what y'all going to get, but it's going to be a nice book, nice size. But anyway. Anyway, guys, I just want to let you guys know that if y'all need to get at me, man, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. A-A-A-S, listen, man, we got your back, okay? And I'm not joking around. If you need coaching, you need to come down off that fucking building, get at me, get some coaching, let's talk. Because I don't ever want you to feel like you need to take revenge, you know what I mean? If you want to take, listen, if you want to fuck, real quick before I go, if you want to fuck somebody up, I'm going to give you one permission. If you want to fuck this person up, you want to take revenge on this person, you want to tie that motherfucker up and drag him on the back of your truck, you want to stab him, kill him, stomp him out and all that other stuff, I give you permission to do that to this person right here. But you got to do it mentally. You have every right to kill this motherfucker any way you want to kill him, and that is the guy that is fucking you over. You have my permission to fuck him up. Fuck him up any way you seem fit until you are fucking him up to a point where he taps out, okay? That's what I want you guys to do, okay? That's all I want you to do if you want to fuck him in. But guys, always remember two things. Remember, Cobra Kai, I talked about that. If y'all want to watch that, but hey, guys, please. Homework assignment for all you guys out there. Please, gentlemen, I'm asking all you guys, please, okay? Please, gentlemen, watch No Way Up. I mean, don't look up. Because Don't Look Up is what society is doing to a lot of you guys when it comes to the game, okay? I just want y'all to do that, okay? No, okay, you're on season three. I already binged season four. I mean, I binged the fuck out of it. I already did the graveyard, Tony. I already did the graveyard. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Hey, guys, tomorrow, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, real game, no theory with the motherfucking dogs. So, guys, I expect all my dogs to be there. We got to show up, man. We man mindset. So we show up to the motherfucker. It's going to be 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. All right, guys? So, all right, guys, have a good night. Please toast yourselves, okay? Take a moment in the mirror. Look that motherfucker in the mirror. Tell him you love him. Toast him. Toast to yourself. Toast to your success. And I promise you, when you keep doing it enough, success is going to come to you. You have my motherfucking word. And I'm going to do everything I can this year to get you to see the value in you. As I see it in you, you, my friends, just have to see it in yourself. All right, man. I'm the motherfucking Dean. Oh, wait, I did tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all a taste of it. Okay, we'll do that shit on the track and everything like that. All right, guys, look, y'all be good. Hey, AS, man, don't do nothing, all right? Just rest. And if you wake up the same tomorrow, cancel your gym membership and go some fucking where else, okay? We got to get you to break that cycle. I don't want you to ever feel like you need revenge on people, okay? All right? But we care, man. We don't want nothing to happen to you, man. I don't want to hear. I don't want to be like, goddamn motherfucker, fuck up. No, don't be that guy, okay? All right, guys. Hey, listen. Y'all all did great, man. Please cheer yourselves. Y'all did great. I'm proud of you guys. We're going to keep moving forward. Every time we do a show, we're going to do it together, okay? I got your fucking back, okay? I'll see y'all later. Peace.
There we go.